B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. It's Cuz Radio with Lachunas. And I got to tell you, I need to discuss this because I'm insane right now. I'm seething. There's a new ESPN story from Tim Bontemps. And what he says, the results from the final MVP straw poll are in, and they show a major change with less than 2 weeks left before the ballots are due.
Uh-oh.
And what it is this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. The Joker is overtaken. The beast. No. This is not right. Oh, here, I'm going to read you from the story. To gauge where the race stands with less than 2 weeks remaining in the regular season, ESPN has 100 media members to participate in an informal poll that mimics the postseason's award voting. To make the balloting as realistic as possible, there were at least two voters from each of the league's 28 markets, as well as a cross-section of national and international reporters. Votes were collected from Thursday to Saturday. Now, this is unbelievable. As with the NBA's official vote at the end of the season, voters were asked to submit a five-player ballot, and results were tabulated using the league's scoring system. 10 points for each first-place vote, followed by 7 for second place, 5 for third, 3 for fourth, 1 for fifth. The Joker finished ahead of the pack with 62 first-place votes and a total of 860 points, followed by Embiid, who had 29 first-place votes and 719 total points. The Greek Freak, who's in town tonight, was third, 9 first-place votes, 593 total points. Now, I gotta just say this, all right? I'm sorry. I gotta freak out. I can't take it. Now, you know why? It's not about the MVP award. The MVP award is nice. We were pumped up for Bryce Harper, right? We were thrilled for Bryce Harper. That was great. It felt good having our guy win MVP. I admit it. Like, I like it. I loved it when Julius won it, when Moses won it. I remember feeling a sense of pride that my guy won the MVP. But this is deeper. Okay? It's deeper. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. If you have listened to me over the 22 years I've been doing this, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I've never, exacerbated it when it's out there. I'm not. It's almost to the point that when that whole Tim Donaghy thing happened, it took me by surprise. Because I'm that naive and that much against the whole conspiracy thing. However, Embiid not winning the MVP. And look, there's nothing against the Joker, okay? He's a great player. He was ridiculous last night. He is. He's a great player. But come on, man. How could you possibly not vote Embiid? How could Jokic get your vote over Embiid if you're paying attention? Seriously, are you watching this thing? Are you watching this dude play And that brings me to the bigger conclusion. And again, I'm an Embiid fan. I love Joe. So I want him to win the MVP. As a fan of the dude, he's probably my favorite player in town, right? With Nick Cassianos and Harper on a close second. But I want him to win. But in the end, it's the MVP. I'd rather you win the title. In the end, it comes to this fact. There's an anti-Sixer thing, an anti-Philadelphia thing that is real. It's palpable. I could smell it. They don't like us. They root against us. There is a real anti-Sixer bias throughout the NBA, pervasive through the league and the media. It really is us against everybody. Or as Kelsey said, Philly versus everybody. It's what it is. It's real. There is no pretense. It's real. It's on. And if this dude does not win the MVP, it's directly due to that. There's no way in the world you could tell me that Joel Embiid is not the MVP. There's no way. There's no way you can make that. I'm sorry. If you're paying attention, and I pay attention to the league. I watch Denver. All right? I tell you he had a monster game last night. I read box scores. They're in the hunt for the number one overall seed when they were without Simmons for the whole season. And you're going to tell me he's not the MVP? That's bias. That's Sixer hate. This whole thing, it smells. They all hate us. That's real. It's real, Chunas. It's real.
Yeah, they hate the process, dude. They hate the process.
They hate Philadelphia.
It is ridiculous. A few games ago, I remember they put up the graphic on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the most 40-10 games in the season so far, and Joel Embiid and Giannis Antetokounmpo are tied. You want to give me Giannis as a potential MVP winner? Fine. Jokic was far behind it, and I know Jokic puts up consistent, ridiculous numbers. I do know that, but so does Joel Embiid. And don't give me these Raptor stats. Don't give me these VORPs. Like, don't give me second, third, fourth page of the stat sheet when it comes to these analytics. Like, I absolutely hate it because Joel Embiid is the reason why they're close to being the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Where are the Nuggets at? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at the Sixers. The Sixers could win the one seed for a second straight season.
He's
the reason why they did it last year.
That's correct.
And he's going to be the reason why they did it this year.
It's correct.
He had no... One guy refused to play until James Harden came here.
Yes.
And now they're still trying to figure out. I'm not calling out Tim Bontemps. He's just the guy that wrote the story. But if he didn't vote for Joel Embiid, hey, Timmy, you mean to tell me that James Harden came here and they were automatically perfect? No. They still need to figure out how to play with one another. And Embiid is still putting up ridiculous numbers. I don't get it, dude. It drives me insane. I'm with you. I'd rather win the championship than the MVP. But here's the deal. Because they're not voting for Embiid for the MVP, you know the whole world is against the Sixers to even do something in the playoffs. The Stephen A. Smiths of the world, they hated the trade. Why? Because they hate the process. And they don't want the trade to work out. They want the Sixers to fail so bad. There's an NBA issue with Daryl Morey, as we know. Right? So they feel a certain type of way about Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is the president of basketball operations for the Sixers, who Joel Embiid's on. They're so anti-Philadelphia. It is ridiculous, dude.
And it's easy. See, this is where the conspiracy thing works. We're an easy target. Right? The whole Simmons fiasco. Let's not forget what Simmons tried to pull.
Mm-hmm.
And this is real, all right? I've talked to people. I know it was first reported in Philly Voice by my man,
Kyle Newbeck.
Right? Kyle had it first. It was great reporting. He does a great job with the Sixers. Kyle had it about the whole idea of filing a grievance and using the Brooklyn game as evidence. I know it to be true. I followed up on that story, and it's true. And there's a reason why he wore that jersey, that Bumblebee hockey jersey. There's a reason why he acted the way he did, standing out in the way he did. This thing smells. They are all against us. Everybody's against us. And you're right, Andrew. Part of it's Maury. They all hate Daryl. They all, the China thing runs deep. A lot of money was lost by the league. That's a very real thing.
Yeah, so they don't want things to look good for the Sixers.
And they've always hated the process.
No one likes us. No one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. We're for Philly. Philly. No one likes us. We don't care.
This is real. This is real. This is where we need to come together.
But here's the thing. Like, I don't know when the most recent poll was before this one that they did. It's not like he's regressed.
No,
he's been consistently dominant all season long. There's been nobody able to stop him.
No. Who's back there? Haley?
Yes.
Haley, do me a favor. I need game by game Embiid over the last 20. All right? I need game by game. Print that out for me. And I just want to be able to read it game by game. We've lived it. We've seen his dominance. This is not right. In fact, Harden, one of the reasons, I'll tell you, and I really believe this, one of the reasons why Harden has come in here, really, and he's taken a back seat, and he's been conscious about taking a back seat, is that he wants to get the big man the MVP.
Well, the perfect example is the Nuggets game. Because remember, I was actually kind of upset with Harden for not being a little bit more aggressive against the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic, because it seemed like there was too much of an emphasis of, hey, let's feed Embiid so he can look good against Jokic. And he did. But remember, he got tired and he had to come out in the first quarter earlier than he normally does, which then led to the Nuggets run to make the game closer. So I was actually upset with Harden for not taking a little bit more aggression in that game. But I think that's the real reason why. It's because they want to get Embiid to look good against Jokic, which he did. That's the other thing, the head-to-head matchup. It wasn't 4 months ago.
And by the way,
it was a couple weeks ago.
It was off the back-to-back.
Yes.
It was off the back-to-back. This thing is no good. They're trying to steal the MVP. They're trying to steal it from our guy. And it's here's the problem. Again, this is what I'm worried about. And believe me, you've never heard me dive into conspiracy theories. I'm not that person. But this is what worries me. This league has always been a little funky. I mean, we've talked, it's been a running gag, right? About the draft lottery ever since the Knicks got Patrick Ewing, right? There's always been these sort of things. Let me tell you something, and this is what scares me. How do I know that there's not an ease against the Sixers in the playoffs? Seriously, now do I believe that the league would conspire against the Sixers? No, but my mind starts to wander. If there's a campaign, if the calls are close, like, who knows? Bothers me, Chunas. This is no good, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, James
this
Harden.
This is no good.
James Harden should have been here last year.
Kansas. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, no.
Haley.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What?
I'm number one in the league right now for our bracket.
What? Microphone. Why are you wearing a Kansas t-shirt when they're about to play Villanova in the Final Four?
So I went.
Did you attend Kansas?
I actually went to a Big 12 school, so I kind of got to represent the conference that my school was in.
Haley, you disappoint me.
I get that.
And you really need to put a sweatshirt on. I can't look at that today.
That's a huge loss.
I mean, it's bad enough that I got to deal with a terrible injury for Villanova. Miss Rhonda, school your young protege, please. School her, Miss Rhonda.
By the way, I did score Haley some points. She did give the baby a gift, so shout out to Haley.
Listen, Haley,
very nice.
Haley's a sweetheart, all right? I already know she's a sweetheart. But you can't come walking in with a Jayhawks
No,
t-shirt
you can't. No.
Into my studio when I'm already crying over Justin Moore.
Like, imagine if I came in with, like, a Cowboys jersey on Eagles Cowboys Day.
I mean, that's terrible.
Come on now.
It's the Final Four, too. And you're going rock chalk? That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Junis, here's the beast. Let's just go over his games, all right?
Yeah, they look terrible. He sucks.
I'm going to start after the All-Star game. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do that. After the All-Star game, in which he had 36 freaking points in the All-Star game, mind you. 36! If not for Steph Curry going off, he's the MVP of the All-Star game. All right. Minnesota. At Minnesota, 34, 10 boards, 3 assists, a steal. Knicks, 37, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 blocks, and a steal. Knicks again, 27, 12, 4 assists, 2 blocks. Cleveland, 22, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a couple steals. Miami, ugly game. He only played...
Well, he was by himself that game.
Oh, yeah. 22 points, didn't shoot well. 15 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 dimes.
He was getting triple teams constantly in that game.
Chicago, 43, 14, 2 blocks, 3 blocks, 2 steals. 27 and 12. 35, 16, and 7. 34, 9, 4. 36, 17, 5 assists. These are points, rebounds, assists. 32, 8, 4 assists, 5 steals. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, come on with these numbers. This is a sham. How do I know they're not going to steal the freaking title from us?
You wouldn't think that Clutch is going to pay off some of these voters.
Well, your boy, the sham, I'd love to see his ballot.
I wonder if they pay off some of those voters. Like, hey, we can't have this guy thrive when he offended Ben.
Come on. This is horrible. And up your gigi, VG. I know you. Well, this is Greg goes, I love Haley. Because he's another Villanova hater. Another hater. You're supposed to be happy about one of our guys back in the Final Four. Enough of this nonsense. I'm tired of it. And I'm worried, Junis. I'm worried. We need whistleblowers.
Oh, we need our spies.
That's your boy Shams, man. This is not right. It is. I blame him.
He's a ballot stuffer.
You know his ballot is Joker 1, Giannis 2.
Oh, yeah, he's going to put in B5.
Luka 3, Ja 4, and B5. Yeah, that freaking sham. I'm worried.
Hey, we got a big game tonight. Maybe he'll play very well and we'll all get excited. And that'll change things.
610-632-0975. I'm begging you guys. I need you today. This does not smell right. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with the Junis. We're just getting started on a Tuesday, Bucks Day. That's right, Milwaukee Day. All right, let's go to Parks, Bet Parks, the Bet Parks app, Bet Parks NJ, Bet Parks PA. Tonight's game, You got to check. It's a big one, right? Sixers and Bucks. So let's go to our Bet Parks app and take a look at it. And man. Let's look at the game for tonight because you can bet on the Bet Parks app, Bet Parks PA, Bet Parks NJ, any which way you want. The early line, Sixers minus 1.5 against Milwaukee. They're minus 1.5 money line. Take the money line, minus 121. Look at this. Who we got? Giannis. Oh, look at this, Junis. Giannis over 29.5. And Beast over 30.5. Wow. You got it on the Bet Parks app. Download it. New users. Use code Fanatic. Risk-free bet up to $750. Got to be in New Jersey. Got to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem. Got to be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 1029 across the Delaware Valley. Listen to me. This isn't about the MVP. This isn't about just Embiid winning the MVP. I need to get my man to cash. One of my strong soldiers. Cash.
Yo, man. What's up, man?
Baby, this isn't just about the MVP.
I know, man.
This is deeper, man.
I give a damn if I don't win an MVP.
I know, but you know what I'm talking about. This is, if they can steal the MVP from the Embiid, they can steal the chip.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really go into this conspiracy.
I don't either, but
I think if we do what we're supposed to do, you know what I mean? We first of all, James Harden, I'm going to need him to show up more, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We traded for you to be.
Yes.
A piece of this thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And B came and showed up against Phoenix. You can't go 2-for-11 from the field, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's crazy, man. You know.
Yeah, but remember, and this is, I believe this, and I've heard this. He's come in with one initiative in the regular season. It's to integrate everybody and to get the big man the MVP. It's important. As much as we look, you think, well, who cares? It's important to Joel.
Yeah, I want to believe that's what it is. It better be that's what it is because it seems like these big teams, this guy don't show up, man. And I mean, another thing is, and if Embiid do what he's supposed to do, he's going to be MVP. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this, right? We ain't have a championship here since 83. We ain't go to the finals since 01. When AI made that run, right, when the Sixers made that run in 01, It wasn't this much campaigning from the MVP. The league knew he was MVP. Embiid, if he do what he's supposed to do.
Nah, it's a different time, though. I mean, the media is weird, social media. It's a completely different time. I agree with you. There was no doubt that AI, but you're going to tell me the same way. It's no doubt that Embiid is the MVP.
I'm not denying that. But my focus is not, I don't give a damn about him winning MVP. I'll be honest with you, I want to be finals MVP.
I agree. Listen, I'm with you. And ultimately, I think it's nice, and I get a nice like sense of pride, and I'm happy for him that he wins it. But I agree with you, Cash. Yes, it's about the championship. And my only fear is, If they could steal a clear-cut MVP from this dude, what else can happen against us? They all hate us, Cash.
Yeah, I know. They all.
That's for real, for real.
But this is why we got to overcome that, man. We got to overcome that.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Listen, hey, Ant.
You're a soldier.
We got a playoff run upon us, man. Another one. You know what I mean? We've been blessed with another playoff run upon us. This time is without Ben Simmons. It's Embiid, Harden, and the team. I'm ready. I just think that they got to be ready to go through war because the East is going to be a blood.
I agree. I think you're right on, Cash.
You know what I mean?
I do. I feel you, man.
Play the song, man.
Play the song for Cash. Thanks, Cash.
That's why I first played the song. I'm back.
Wow.
How about that? Thank you, Cash.
Dude, did you know that did you hear who stopped by Thursday at Chickies and Pete's in Malvern?
Oh, yeah, I was listening. You guys got cut out by the broadcast. I was listening intently. And then you had him back on.
Yes.
That was awesome, man. The guy who wrote the song.
The guy, one of the guys who wrote the song.
He's the drummer. Yeah.
Yes.
I can hear the little hi-hat in the background.
Yeah. Stand up and cheer. It was awesome, man.
Oh, I got to send you. I forgot to send you that guy's email.
Yeah, send it to me.
My old neighbor.
Because, listen, send your old neighbor's email because I want to get the guys to come back in. They're all together live to play this song.
Yeah, awesome.
Like, I want a party before the playoffs. Here's the one thing I want, and I haven't said anything to management. So I want to make my declaration right now. All right.
I'll get Chuck on the phone.
Can you call Chuck?
Yeah, hold on. Let me.
All right.
Oh, we're gonna do this right now.
Let's get Chuck on the line.
Let's get Chuck here
because
I
want to make
like it when I do it on the air.
I want to make a declaration. All right. So call Chuck's office.
And I'm all about this.
Chuck D'Amico. He's our fabulous program director. One of the only program directors in the history that I've ever thought I liked. So let's get to Chuck.
It takes a second normally when I do it through the board.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. Let's see if Chuck will answer in his office so we can make our demands.
Hi, it's Chuck. I can't.
Oh, yeah, Chuck.
Boo.
Man.
He has a two ringer, too.
Yeah, he probably, you know why? He probably saw it was us and he probably hit right the voicemail. That's not cool.
Probably has a morning show meeting or something.
Oh, blah, blah. Come on, man. You know, we exist, too.
Damn it. I'm wearing my new sweater that you didn't get.
Yeah. How about that? They come in all... Listen, they come in here, and they all get the swag, right?
That's a nice sweater, too.
Jamie, Connor, Pat, my boy Chevy. I give him Chevy to share off my bad. I love that dude. That's my man. You got... Coach put one away for you, which I'm happy.
It was a very strong move by the coach.
I love Coach. And I was proud that he did that. And, you know, you're my brother. So, you know, familia. So I was happy about that. But I will say, you know, not for nothing. Who put this thing together? To quote Tony Montana, me, that's who. And I get no shirt.
Have you gotten to play the song shirt yet?
No. Listen. I only coined it. I only come up with this stuff. They ran a... How about they did the... And listen, I'm all cool with it, but you run a 4-for-4 four-leaf clother thing, right, for the morning show.
Yep.
What's your boy Cousin? Who's brainchild? Who authored this stuff? Right? What do I get? Ungots. That's what I get. Really? They all get the Sixers swag. You know. Nothing.
That's a not for nothing.
Right. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, too, Judas.
I hear
you. It's nice to have the Sixers on 97.5 The Fanatic, ain't it?
I agree.
You know, nothing. How about passing the salt?
Yeah, you know. I got plenty of salt.
I know you do, brother. Listen, you're a loyal soldier. You know, some people I question. The general... Loyal,
definitely.
You know what I mean? Let's get back to the phones. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Will.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Will?
What's going on, man? I know me and you talk about basketball a lot, man. I follow it, and I wanted to talk to you about this last week, man. Like, how are they not seeing what Embiid is doing? Like, this morning, I'm looking at ESPN. Of course, your boy, Windbag.
Oh, he's an enemy.
He got Jokic. Like, I don't understand. Like,
yeah.
Answer me this. What is the criteria? The criteria of winning an MVP, is it the team or your stats? I mean, I don't understand no more.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Well, I mean, seriously, this is why I'm worried. Like, when I, yeah, if they could steal, seriously, you're going to steal the MVP? Like, Windy, I mean, are you kidding me? How could you have the Joker? Seriously.
And then Dennis Scott, 3D on NBA TV, talking about he's voting for the Joker too. I'm like, yeah. When do they ignore what Embiid is doing? Like,
can I tell you where the Nuggets are this morning?
Man, sixth place.
Correct.
Right.
45-31. Right. But listen, they've had their share of injuries. No lie. And the Joker puts up some numbers. I fully get it. But they're still behind the Jazz, and they're still behind Dallas. And they're still behind Golden State. And they're still behind Memphis. Are you kidding me? Let's go to the East. And I say, oh, there's the Sixers in second place. Yep. Tied with Milwaukee. Behind Miami by one game. And the Sixers have two games in hand. I mean, are you kidding me? And for the most of the season, Will, he had to deal with no Simmons. They were down a dude.
Yeah.
It was Embiid and Maxey. You got to be kidding me. Were they watching? That's why it's a sham. It's a fraud. All these dudes hate the process. They hate the Sixers. Windy, shams. They're on the payroll. Clutch.
Yeah. I mean, he's leading the league in points.
It's a joke.
Like, if he score over 30 tonight, he's the league leader in points.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. I mean, like,
And everybody's against us, man. Yeah. It's the truth.
My second point I wanted to make as far as tonight's game, Harden can't play like he did against Phoenix. I was so, like, bothered by his play the last game. It's like, you're not going to get the foul calls. Put that ball up.
I know.
Stop putting up that weak stuff, man.
I know. No, you're right.
I'm playing hard, man. You're right. Better.
But here's the thing. I agree with you 100%. I got faith in Harden. Harden didn't come here he came here for a reason.
Yeah.
He didn't come here to go put stuff up. You know, it's in regular season. I got to believe that Harden's got another gear for the playoffs. In my soul, you know that dude. Gonna, that dude's a baller.
Yeah, he gonna ball out.
Yeah. He's a baller. Listen, they're making a run, Will, and we're going to win despite them all.
I'd rather win the title than the MVP.
I agree.
I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah. Will, good stuff, brother.
All right, bro.
Thanks, baby. Listen, goes without saying, the title is what we're after. That's what we're after, the title. However, Bob Cooney. However, if we do not get Bob Cooney, come here. I need you, Bob Cooney. If he doesn't win the MVP, something's up. I gotta vent here. You, as a member of the Basketball Writers Association,
correct?
As a great journalist,
incorrect. Journalist, yes.
No, great journalist. All right. So here's my problem. Did you? I don't know if you saw the Tim Bontemps story.
I didn't see Timmy's story yet.
Okay, so he simulated the MVP vote.
Okay,
all right. He did it exactly in a straw, exactly how the league would do it. He got 100 media members.
Okay,
and there's 2 weeks left, obviously, right?
Right.
You know who's leading the MVP race? Huh. Jokic. Jokic.
How big of a margin?
Okay. So, listen to this. This is the greatest sham perpetrated on this town. Jokic got 62 first place votes and B 29. How is that possible? Bob, you covered this league. You know, listen, that Wendy was on saying that Jokic has his vote. D. Scott says that he's got his vote.
Where did the other 11 votes go?
This is unreal, okay? Unreal. 62 first-place votes, a total of 860 points for the Joker. 29 first-place points, 719 total points for Embiid. Freak, Giannis had 9 first-place votes and 593 total points. Ja got one, too.
You know how it works, Ann. So you get, as a member of the Professional Basketball Writers Association, I would get in the mail what my three categories were to vote.
Right.
So it could be Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year, yep. Could be MVP, could be whatever. Now, if you're an outsider looking in and you're sitting at home last night and you look at ESPN, you say, oh, Jokic had 35, 17, and 11 last night. Wow. Let me check what Embiid had. Oh, 35, 10, and 4. Oh, okay, Jokic, yeah. Let's look at numbers and that's it. And unfortunately, that's what happens, as you know, around the country. But if you're going to look at it deeper, the better team, the defensive presence of Joel Embiid, what this team had to endure this season with the circus-like atmosphere that you encountered up close and personal in training camp. To me, it's, look, is there an argument? Maybe, but my vote goes Joel Embiid, and I don't even think about it.
I'm sorry, Denver is in sixth place.
Yeah, exactly.
The Sixers are could win the number one overall seed.
Yeah.
And Embiid had to deal with no Simmons all year.
Your second best player was taken away from you.
Eradicate!
For the whole season. It's not even close, man.
Now, listen. Said this earlier. I'm going to tell you, you've known me. For how long, Bob?
Oh, God. I remember the first time I met you walking into Pat McClune's office 25 years ago, maybe? Something like that?
I was in New York. Was that the post then?
No, you were actually at the Inquirer, and you came down to talk to Pat about something, okay. I think. Yeah.
So, Bob, I'm not one to buy into conspiracy theories. I've never been.
Right.
I mean, the whole... You know, Donaghy thing. I mean, I was left hook. I didn't see it. I didn't think that, you know, that would be done. I know it was possible. All right, but I didn't really think it. I didn't believe it.
Right.
This league's always had some funny things around it. Go back to the Patrick Ewing and, you know, go back to Michael Jordan.
You don't think New York got that first pick here?
Right? Yeah, the Frozen. Remember how all the conspiracy things around the league... The Frozen, they froze the card.
Yeah.
Right? That was the crooked, the bent thing, the ping pong, frozen ping pong ball.
Yep.
Like all the stuff, right? The Michael Jordan. Now, I'll tell you, I covered.
Yes, you did.
That I covered Mike. I was there the day that he announced he was going to play baseball. I was at the press conference. Brian McIntyre, you remember him?
Oh, God, Brian was great.
All right.
PR guru.
Right. Brian was a brilliant guy. He was the PR director for the NBA. That night in Chicago, I went out with Brian McIntyre and a guy named Jay Mariotti. Remember Jay?
Yep.
Right? And Jay was a nut, and he was always, like, he was a bulldog journalist.
Yeah.
Bulldog reporter. And we sat, Bob, with Brian McIntyre talking about the Jordan thing because it was all there, right? All there. Now, you're going to tell me that the league, which hated the process, the league, which hates Daryl Morey, lest we forget, cost the league billions of dollars with China. I mean,
that's
no joke. I mean,
no, not at all.
And I'm not exaggerating anything. Do you believe, now I don't think they would rig it, but do you believe the league, the whole NBA community wants the Sixers and the process and Morey to prevail?
I don't think there's this bias towards the process in this instance because it's sports writers around the country, right? Do you think a guy, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but do you think a guy in Phoenix and Charlotte, wherever, do you think they hold it against the Sixers for the process? And here's where I don't think the NBA can kind of change things around is because everybody's vote is public.
Yeah, listen, I'm not telling you that the NBA is stirring the pot when it comes to the MVP. I might think that Clutch could be stirring the pot with the MVP. I mean, Shams? Mm. Windy? I mean, if you think that the Joker's your MVP over Embiid, I got to question what you're looking at.
Yeah, I again, we're talking Windy, though. Do people put stock in that much of talent evaluation with him? Talent, I don't know. He's evaluating talent. If he's evaluating...
I could go get Massimo to watch...
Exactly.
The two players and go, well, this guy... The other guy's great, but this guy's the MVP.
Yeah.
I get my manual.
And I've watched Jokic games this year. When they're on, I specifically watch to see, okay, what am I missing?
He had a nice game last night.
He's a great player.
Against Mason Plumlee and a team against Charlotte that plays no defense.
Yeah. Exactly. Charlotte's looking to outscore you 130-128 to try to win a game. I don't see it. I just don't. I'm sorry. Joel Embiid is the MVP of the NBA this year, hands down. That's it.
I do believe that there is a Philadelphia bias, a Sixers bias. I believe they all hate the city. I believe they all hate the fans. I believe they all hate the process. I believe the league is rooting against the Sixers. I'm not saying they're going to manipulate it, but I don't believe that they're rooting for them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think.
Yeah, no.
I think they believe that too.
I know they, of course. It's everybody's against the Sixers in that organization.
Well, I believe it's true. I believe it, Bob.
All right. Joel Embiid MVP. Here it is. It's breaking news. It's so
hard. We have a trade. The Phillies have sent Adam Haseley to the Chicago White Sox.
Hey, you interrupted me for that?
Oh, we're up against it, so.
I love you, Bob.
Adam Haseley.
Here's your Bob and Tunis.
Are you all right?
First of all, what you should be playing a happy tune. Get rid of his punching Judy ass. Stinks.
Get
rid of all the Klentackers.
That's another Matty Klentak special.
That's right.
Eighth overall pick.
And you're all looking at me like, shut up, Ant. Shut up, Ant. Shut up, Ant. As I kept ripping Klentak and ripping these Haseleys and these lighty. Now you got to get rid of Moniak. I don't care what kind of spring. Get rid of them all. Any player that Klentak mined is a poisonous berry.
Still no word on the return yet for Adam Haseley. Might be a bucket of balls for all we know.
All right. 610-632-0975. They hate us. I believe it. I believe it, Tunis. Let's talk about natural lawn of America. You know, Kelsey knows. Jason Kelsey knows that. There's a lot of things. Listen, Natural Lawn of America got me a beautiful green lawn. Fewer weeds, using far less chemicals. For over 30 years, Natural Lawn's been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, with fewer weeds. Natural Lawn isn't your average cookie-cutter lawn care service. Their certified specialists will assess your lawn and develop a customized treatment plan. All right? They're going to make sure, let's look at the lawn. Wet, dry, what kind of deal is it? They're going to feed your soil with their exclusive organic-based nutrients. This unique approach has reduced chemical use by 85%, creating a safer lawn for your family and pets to enjoy. Locally owned and family-operated right here in the Delaware Valley. Trust the leader in organic-based lawn care. That's right. Get the results you want, the peace of mind you deserve. Call Natural Lawn today. Take advantage of the limited time offer, free seating every year. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program by April 13th. Get free seating every single year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. Freed. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Boom, boom. 11 a.m. across the Delaware Valley. We'll talk to Jeff McClain a little bit. What time? Tune us about
12:30.
11:40. All right. We have our owners' meetings. We've reached that point.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni spoke this morning.
Yes. We'll give you some highlights. The sound quality was not good.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah, because he was just in this like big open room and it was hot. The volume was hot.
Yeah, I'll read you his quote on Derek Barnett. Listen, this is where when I tell you guys half the stuff that is said in sports, I completely ignore.
Yes.
All right. This is one of them. All right. This is one of them. Quote, Derek Barnett is everything that embodies what we want in the characteristics of a player. He's tough. He's competitive. He's got high football IQ.
What?
He's got high character. He loves football. Man, I love Derek Barnett.
And no, this was not Ballsack Sports, in case people were wondering. No, this was said today by Nick Sirianni.
Ballsack Sports.
They get everybody these days.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Jeff tweeted, I told you this last week when it happened, but that the contract is essentially 1 year, $4.5 million, which is why they brought him back in a rotational role. I told you, I said this on Friday, Tunis.
Okay.
Because we talked a lot of Eagles on Friday. And when the Barnett thing happened, people were freaked out by it. In 2 years, I'm like, dude, you can get out of it in a year. I'm guaranteeing it. And sure enough, the details of the contract come out, and you get out of it in a year. It's really a one-year deal. This whole thing is a precursor to 23. Do they want to win? Yeah, they want to win. But they're also realistic about building the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I had a guy say to me, that means they're perpetrating a fraud on the season ticket holders. No, no, no. That's not true. What they're trying to do is build it correctly. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and the season ticket holders will be thankful next year when they have a better roster and the year after that when they have a better roster.
Exactly. You gotta be smart when you build this thing. I've been saying it. We've been talking. How long have we been saying this?
Yeah, and I mean, look, just look at the wide receivers that have been acquired either via trade or free agency this year. You come up with Zach Pascal, all right, veteran receiver that you'll be able to throw out there. But all those other big-name guys, you think the Eagles would love to have had one of those players? Yeah, of course they would, so but it's not the right time yet.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you that the Eagles were in on Christian Kirk. They wanted Christian Kirk. They were in big time with Christian Kirk.
Yeah, and
Kirk.
He got paid big time.
And they were like, yeah, nah.
He got paid a lot of money. I was shocked how much money he made, so I was totally fine with the Eagles not getting him.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen.
If you're one player away, fine, but
they wanted him. The two guys that they went hard after, and they kicked the tires with Allen Robinson, but the guys they went hard after was Marcus Williams, the safety who's down in Baltimore from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They went hard after Marcus Williams. They thought they had a deal. And they all of a sudden, the agent switcherooed down to Baltimore. And Christian Kirk. Those were the two guys that they had circled. Yeah, actually, three with Hassan Reddick.
Because you could assign those guys and they could be here 2-3 years from now. That's why Hassan Reddick gets a 3-year
deal. The
whole
thing is 23.
Yeah.
It's not a punt year, so to speak. It's more of...
It's a step back year, though.
You gotta, well, you're going to step back because you didn't really do... You didn't do anything drastic. It's the same quarterback. So, you know.
I was listening to Johnny Decay this morning. He was saying that he thinks there's going to be some big splash come draft day or during that weekend.
Yeah.
I don't sense it. Like, I feel like it's, unless it's a trade, like in the draft. Like, unless it's something with the draft picks.
See, here's what I keep thinking about, and we'll talk to Jeff McClain about it, but here's what I keep thinking about. I look at what could they possibly do unless they like Baker Mayfield, which I would be surprised.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Or they love one of the quarterbacks in the draft.
I don't think they do.
I got
you. I don't think they
do. I hear you. That would be the only splash I could imagine.
Right. Anything short of that, is there any other quarterbacks that you would get that are possibly you can get? I don't see anybody else.
No. It was Watson or Wilson. Or Rodgers, and that obviously didn't happen.
Right. And I don't even know any other quarterbacks that are out there other than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and that's I would not be okay with
and
that.
And Baker Mayfield is going to get caught because nobody wants to touch that contract. And if I'm the Steelers, I go get Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I would not be okay if Baker Mayfield was traded here.
So, but is there any other quarterback... I don't, if I'm, am I missing anybody? Because I've been through the list a million times.
No, because Kyler's getting worked out in Arizona. That's going to be fine.
There's no other guy.
No.
And I don't think they like anybody in the draft, so I don't see any splash move. I still think 23 is the circle. That's when they believe, again, you plan long term for this stuff.
Right.
You know, it's not a willy-nilly, and I do think that the way everything's fallen into place, that 23 is the circle.
But Derek Barnett, that high IQ on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's Nick Sirianni just saying something. He's a positive guy. What are you going to do? I don't know. That's where I ignore. Certain things I just ignore. I ignore that. Frank. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frankie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Frank.
Ant, you're a little worked up today.
I am, Frank, because how can it be
I know.
That Embiid's not the MVP? It just makes no sense to me.
Before I make my comment, Andrew, congratulations on being a dad.
Oh, thanks, Frank. I appreciate it.
It's the greatest thing you're ever going to do. And when I ran into you at the Mike Miss Open last year, I was playing with my son who was 27.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, right. Well, it's the greatest thing you're ever going to do. You're never going to do anything better than have kids. And welcome to fatherhood.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm a part part of the team here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're going to love it.
You're part of the squad.
Part of the squad. Team dad.
That's right. Get involved, but don't embarrass them.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, get involved, but don't embarrass them. They love it when you're involved because nobody else's parents care.
Yes.
So, Ant, let me ask you a question. When was the last time the Sixers were on their mid-season showcase day, Christmas Day game?
Yeah, it was.
When was the last time the Sixers were on that day?
It was like 3 years ago, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and I knew it then because they didn't like Hinkie. They can't stand that he made a joke out of the process. And what they really hate is that the fans didn't hate
it. You know what?
So you are right.
You know, I believe it, brother. I do.
I'm telling you, Ant, that you know what they're going to say with Embiid? He didn't get the MVP because he got too many points from the charity strike. That's what they're going to say. That's how they're going to justify it. In fact, they're going to steal this from him. They're going to say, well, he averaged 30 points a game, but really 17 of those came from the charity strike. It doesn't tell you why he got those charity strike points.
Yeah,
they're just going to say.
I mean, I just don't understand it. How is that not fact? Like, why is that a negative?
No, it's not a negative, but it's to them, it's going to be the way they justify it.
I just don't know how they can justify it. I just don't. you know, all these clutch guys. I just don't know how they can.
They hate us.
You know?
They hate us.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they hate us.
Listen, I'm with you. And I believe everyone in that entire NBA community roots against the Sixers. They don't like and Philadelphia. They don't like the Sixers. It's real.
Every time Embiid says, you know, you just got to trust the process. They hate it because he's rubbing their nose.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, when Hinkie was here, Hinkie asked us to trust him. We did. He brought us the best player in basketball. All right? And the fans are responding now. They hated that he rigged the system because they already know the system was rigged. Boston did it 3 years earlier. You know, so don't tell me it doesn't go on. We just made a point.
The Spurs. I mean, we've talked about it. And listen, you know, again, it's okay to hit the reset button. And that's what they had to do. You had to get out of contracts, right?
But you can't tell everybody you're hitting the reset button. You can't tell everybody.
Well, it's like the Eagles, right? Like it's like the Eagles. The Eagles aren't going to be bad, all right? But you know that the year is, it's not this year. They're not going to win a division. They're not going to win a Super Bowl.
Listen, in that statement from Sirianni, all you got to do is go back to what that hot mic during the season. When Barnett got flagged for something, he goes, this guy again.
Yes, yes.
You know exactly how he feels about him. That was total BS what he said.
Frankie, great call, brother. Great call, man. Great call. I'm telling you, they don't like us. And Kelsey said it. It goes well beyond the Sixers and Embiid and the MVP. It's real, man.
No one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. We're for Philly. Philly. No one likes us. We don't care.
That dude.
Mayor.
That dude, he is a.
Get my vote.
Without a doubt. When it comes to the land, Kelsey is a frontline guy, man. He is. Of all that Super Bowl team, the one guy who deserves a statue is that dude.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the Mummers, because he would symbolize, like, if we're going to go statue, a Kelsey in the Mummers outfit from the parade symbolizes that whole run.
Would you remove Billy Penn right now to put Jason Kelsey in the Mummers costume?
Heartbeat.
610. I'll make it the poll of the day.
A freaking heartbeat. Now, I'm a Billy Penn man. But I would try. I would put Kelsey on top of Billy Penn.
Well, yeah, because nothing could be. No, Billy Penn would have to be higher because nothing could be above his hat. Remember, that was the old wise tale.
The structure where Kelsey's arms are around Billy Penn. And he's in the.
Put Charlie up there, too. The stereo, which is son. That would be great.
Oh, my God. That would be outrageous. All right, time for offer some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So I woke up, I was thinking about a show that I've been in on. I'm watching two shows right now in the middle of, you know, everything else, trying to sneak in. It's the only thing I watch other than games is the two shows.
Still on Peaky?
Love Peaky Blinders.
Yep.
I love it. If you haven't seen it, I'm late to the party. It's an amazing show. By order of the Peaky Blinders, they're awesome.
You just love the accent.
I do. I love
that. Adds to it.
Yes.
If the show,
the acting is ridiculous.
So if it was the same acting, but the show took place in Arkansas, did you care as much?
Oh, I watch Ozark. I like Ozark. No, but
it doesn't add to it that there's the British brogue.
Right, but it's the time. I'm a period person. Okay. I'm a fan of history. I like story. I like setting. And the setting of England in the 30s is just awesome. It's an incredible story. So, yeah, it does. And, you know, I like these guys.
They're, of course.
They're like tough guys, the whole family. They're gypsies, Irish gypsies. And they're, you know, it's their rise to prominence. It's a great story. But all, the other thing is this Winning Time is a great show. It's fun. The bro nailed it, Tunis. The bro. It's amazing how he captured it succinctly. I'm a man of many words, and sometimes brevity is an issue. The bro nailed it in two words. NBA porn. He's dead right. The show is just incredible.
So
Adam McKay
went to
Temple.
How many episodes are there now? Four that are out?
I've seen three. Yeah,
remember, I've been away, so
yeah.
I watched the first one. I was going to watch the second one before the third one came out, which was the weekend that my son came. So
yeah.
I'm still behind, and I've been doing so much stuff that I haven't been able to watch it. But has each episode gotten better? The first one was fantastic. I just haven't had time.
You know what it is? It's fun.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's just fun.
And John C. Reilly in the first episode, the only episode I saw was fantastic.
No,
yeah.
It's just a great show. It's fun. Yeah, Jerry West was not. They're upset around the Lakers because the way he's depicted. That's called literary license. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right? It's just a fun show. Adam McKay, he's a lot of Philly because of McKinney, right? He was a Philly guy, St. Joe's guy. There's a lot of that out there.
That's
a lot
awesome.
Of that throughout the show. And Adam McKay, who went to Temple, he's a brilliant, brilliant dude. He just did an amazing job, man. I love this show. I love it.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Things are starting to settle down a little bit, so I'm going to catch up.
And I'm such an NBA junkie. Like,
yeah.
That league back then, it's great.
That's awesome.
So here's my morning thoughts, bro.
Yeah, mine was pretty simple. So we got the new washer today. We've been at the house for a couple of days, and the washer broke after just a couple of days. So we had to get the new washer. And they gave us the 7 to 11 time frame, which I hate that, right?
Yeah,
hey, we're going to come in between, these 4 hours for you.
Yeah.
So when I left the house, I was like, damn, sorry, Christy. Like, you just got to have to chill out until they get here. There's nothing better when they get there at like 7:30.
Right.
Like, that's winning the lottery almost. When you get the 4 hour time period, whether it's the cable company, the delivery service, and they come early, that's huge, man.
That's a gift.
Like, that was a gift. And, you know, obviously they got done early, so now she can continue her life as opposed to sitting there, twiddling her thumbs.
No, that's a gift.
4 hours.
That's a gift.
It's a strong move, man. So good work out of Lowe's. Good job, Lowe's. I appreciate it. That's all I got. I don't want to, shove baby stuff down everyone's throats every single day, so.
No, dude, please. I'm asking you to do that.
I missed your call this morning.
I know.
Because I was feeding the baby. It was nice. I got there, and they're like, you want to feed him before you go to work? I was like, absolutely.
Dude.
He was wide awake, man.
Dude, please. I want the stories, because.
You're going to live vicariously through me? And Chuck had an awesome conversation yesterday that broke my heart, but it was also really cool. You guys just talking about your kids and how much you miss them in that stage.
I didn't realize it. Like, here, my only gift to you is the gift of being present.
Yes.
And I rolled my sleeves up, man. I was with them. So I don't really have, any regrets.
You just miss
it. It's not like I was traveling and, if I was a sports writer back in the day, there's no way in the world I could have handled it where I was traveling. So
right.
It's not like I have any regrets. I just miss it. I just miss it. Like Anthony last night. So I told you Massimo was sick, right?
Yeah.
Anthony, it was like 2:15, because I was up. I was writing. I was working on something. Anthony comes into the room. Downstairs. Daddy, I don't feel good. I heard him. I heard
good.
Him hacking.
Going through the house, yeah.
Right. So I go, he's like, Dad, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I'm like, oh, Dad, all right, listen, you can stay home tomorrow. But I knew the kid wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
I heard him. He couldn't breathe. And he was, like, upset. And, you know, Ant's 12, right? So I said, Dad, you want me to lay with you a little bit? And he's like, yeah, please, please. So I go upstairs, and I go lay on his bed with him, you know, and he's like, his head's cradled.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got the curly hair and cradled on me. And it's just one of those moments that, you know, like, I was thinking about our conversation from earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get my man. You know, come here, Daddy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But
sorry that he's feeling sick, but that's awesome. No, no. That moment.
Yeah, and then what happens is I woke up like 2 hours later going, jeez, 4:30. Okay. I went downstairs and made a cup of coffee. But that's what, you know, you had to look forward to. So when you bring it up, dude, you're feeding him. And he's... Did he have the hiccups? Cool. Did you little?
No, tight? Yesterday were the, oh man, violent hiccups. I'm like, yo, dude, slow down.
You tap them?
Yeah, I'm doing it all. Yep. Yeah. So
make sure, again, you don't feed him too quickly. That's how he gets the hiccups.
That's, yeah, he must have been hungry yesterday.
Yeah, you got to.
He sucked it down. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, but why you doing it? You got to be, you got
to. Yeah, they taught me some tricks to, you know, tilt the bottle down, tilt to the side.
I was doing that. Yep.
All that stuff,
exactly,
man.
Right, man.
I'm learning.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy it, dude. That's a great thing.
By the way, the Phillies, in return for Adam Haseley, acquired 23-year-old right-handed pitcher McKinley Moore. Doesn't have the best
career. Dude, I don't care if
career.
I don't care if they got Mandy Moore.
I do like he's 6'6", 225.
Who cares?
I like a big body reliever.
Okay.
Did
you like that kid from Seattle? Who was 6'9", 6'10"?
Yeah.
Remember, what was his name?
Freitas.
No, the other dude. No, the guy they got in the Cliff Lee trade way back in the day.
Oh, not the Freitas. We talked about him a couple days ago.
Yes.
The hoarders.
Yes. Yes. Think about it. You think about it. I'm going to talk about Brunt. That's right. Listen up, working men and women of Philadelphia. Durable, functional, comfortable workwear at a very comfortable price. Is Brunt Workwear. Brunt sells their super comfortable, high-quality work boots directly to the working Americans that need them the most without the markup you get with other brands. I got a pair of their boots, man. Ridiculously comfortable right out of the box. You don't have to break them in. They're tough. They're durable. Best of all, they also look great. Go to BruntWorkwear.com. Use code Philly. Get $10 off your first order. Brunt has work pants, hoodies, jackets. And the beauty is they're all designed with real tradesmen, tradeswomen like you, loaded with technical features, super durable, but at a bargain price. Use code Philly, $10 off. Look, I don't mean to be blunt, but if you want the best at a great price, it's got to be Brunt. Brunt Workwear, the tools that you wear.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go back to the phones and then we'll head down to West Palm.
Sounds nice.
And talk to Jeff McClain, Little Birds. Damon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dame.
Cuz, good morning to you and
good Tunis. Good morning, Dame.
Oh, man. Tunis, congratulations to you and your wife, Christy, man.
Thanks, all brother. I appreciate it. Born.
Yeah, welcome to the club of fatherhood.
Feels good, man. The fraternity.
Yes, Sam. With little Vincent Cooper here, we're going to have a much better Father's Day this year. I guarantee it. Now,
can't wait.
With that said, because when I read that article this morning, I kid you not, I swore I thought it was fake when I saw Will Smith and Chris Rock. I was like, whoa, is this real? Is this real what I'm reading? That we're watching Embiid do some amazing things.
Yeah.
I call him a center guard. He's a center who plays good defense, by the way.
I like it.
And his shots, his moves are like a guard. He's labeled. I labeled him a center guard. And I'm gonna say this about. I'm gonna say this about you, man. You know, you and I go back a long time, and we used to have AI arguments and so forth. You've never took it to one side if they were a Philly player. Actually, you were even harder on the Philly player, in my opinion. So
yeah, like I loved Allen, but when we argued about Kobe versus Allen, what are you gonna say? You know what I mean? Kobe was Kobe.
Yeah. So when I look at this, I'm going. I would have more respect if they put Ja Morant over Jokic. You know what I'm saying? His team's in a better position. He's been playing outstanding. It's clear that they have a thing against what we did, but in the end, it's going to win. It's going to work itself out, man. He's got to get it. Because I listened to your numbers at the beginning of the show, and I saw those games, and I'm like, this dude is having an amazing year, even if you're not a Sixer fan or an NBA fan. So I don't worry about that. But as far as the team, you know, I know everybody was jumping off the bridge after the game on Sunday, man, and it was weird. Sunday was a weird day because you had the Sixers game. You had the tournament. My nephew went to the tournament, right? It was a silly. Then you had
it's a shame, right. And Friday night was unbelievable. It's a shame Sunday Carolina wins so easy because it was awesome, St. Peter's.
Yeah, they just knew they didn't have enough of that team. You can clearly see it. Even the Miami Kansas game, you knew they have enough. But it was like a Philly day because you had the Oscars with the Philly people nominated. And you had the game. Yeah. I mean, it was just an interesting day. But going back to the Sixers, man, I like our position. With that said, you heard it from me. Big Fella's putting up a 50 spot tonight.
I like
it. He's going off tonight.
I like
it. He's going off.
Well, we need him to go off because, you know, again, he's now, how can he be behind? This is amazing. How can that be, Dame? That's why I can't sit here because the way they constructed the vote, he's second, like, by a decent margin.
But that's clearly personal. If you look at
Dude, 62 first place votes to 29.
Yeah, that's a travesty,
62
man.
62 to 29. Are you kidding me? These dudes, these are real NBA guys. These are all these clowns.
Yes. And the sad part about it is they're not even allowing themselves to see what greatness this guy is bringing. Both sides of the floor, and I'll take it with me. Durant's the best offensive player overall in the game, hands down. But Embiid's the best overall player because of both sides of the court, man. He's an amazing player to watch.
I mean, Jokic don't even play defense.
No.
I mean, stop. He don't even play defense.
No, he doesn't.
Come on, man. That ain't right.
Yeah, brother.
Thanks, Dane.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Appreciate it, brother. You too. Thanks, baby. Always a pleasure. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Go, Ken.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, Kenny?
Not much, man. Listen, man. Don't let the noodles get you upset, man. Listen, I got six words for all them people, man. Keep the hate out your blood, man. It's worse than diabetes.
Kenny, always wisdom.
They always hate on Philly, man.
All the time. And they're all noodles. They're all noodles.
Yo, the first caller hit on the head. It's because a big city let Hinkie do it. I think they hate that. We let him. We sat back and said, all right, and he had the NBA in a chokehold.
Yes.
Yes. That's what
you know why? Mean. Because people, how could Philadelphia stand for it? You know why? Because Philadelphia's smart sports people. We're true sports people, Kenny.
Yo, 100%. I don't get that. But like I said, for all them people, if he doesn't win MVP this year, man, I'm just going to tell them six words. Get the hate out your blood, man.
Yeah.
But for Czar, congratulations, Shun. Look, talk that talk, man, because it's for guys like me who don't have kids. I don't know what. My aim was off when I shot the club up. Listen, man, I love to hear that, man. I love to hear when you talk that talk, man. That's the miracle. You watching yourself, you know what I mean, grow again, man. I love to hear it. So,
all right, thank you.
Congratulations, bro. But
thank you.
Listen, guys, no noodles and... Listen,
we fight the noodles. We fight the noodles. We eat the noodles.
Yo, listen, one other thing. I love that rise, the Lakers thing. Yo, that, yo, I ain't going to spoil it for Tunis, but how about the album book, the picture Tony has, all the ladies?
It's the mess.
Yo, love you guys.
Love you too, Kenny. See you, brother. That's classic.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to jump back in. Not tonight because we got Sixers and Flyers, but I'll get back in soon. Winning time. By the way, before I called Jeffrey, Chiefs president, Kansas City Chiefs president, Mark Donovan, was asked this morning about a potential new stadium options because the Bills just, you know, agreed on a $1.4 billion stadium that they're going to build.
By the way, Sean McDermott helped get that built.
Yeah, as he should. Now, let me ask you. The team, according to President Mark Donovan, has actually considered options in the state of Kansas. They like Arrowhead and Legacy of Lamar Hunt Stadium, but have been pitched by Kansas developers on a bunch of options, which is something to keep an eye on. But I just feel like Arrowhead is, like, it's historic.
Yeah, well, new stadium, what do you mean? Like, you're going to build a new stadium? I love Arrowhead Stadium.
I just feel like there's something, like, Arrowhead doesn't reach Lambeau for me. But, like, you can't have another Packers stadium. Like, Lambeau's Lambeau. That stays for me. Arrowhead's pretty much up there, though, no?
Dude, I agree with you, but, you know.
Like, I'll be honest with you.
They're gonna turn. I love Arrowhead. I've been there, maybe a good 4 or 5 times during my career. I made my travels to Arrowhead Stadium. And it the first time I went, swear to God, I go there, I look up at the sky, and it's a charcoal sky.
Yeah.
They were out Friday night tailgate. The Winnebagos were there Friday night.
That's awesome.
And I get there, and I had to go pick up, I had to go to practice Friday. So I'm at the stadium Friday. There were already people showing up. It's dusk. I see the charcoal sky, Junis. And then when I get there Sunday, the charcoal sky blends with blood red in the seats. It was something like, it was amazing. The color red with the backdrop of a charcoal sky was unbelievable. It was amazing. I mean, it's a great place. It's like, it does feel like football. So I agree with you, but, you know, these owners, you're going to maximize and you're going to build these monstrosities. That's what it is. These monoliths. Like, that's what you're
doing.
Yeah,
like, if breaking news came down that the Eagles are going to build a new stadium, I'd be totally, like, okay with it.
They all come to an end, unfortunately.
Like, the link doesn't have that.
Lambeau will never go. They'll build up and around Lambeau. And to your point, Arrowhead should be the same way. But,
that's what I think, right.
You know, but they'll never do that. All right. Let's go down to Florida, covering the owners' meetings. Doing a great job, soaking in a little sun, getting a little vitamin D. Our good friend Jeff McClain from the Inquirer, Inquirer.com. Jeffrey?
Hello, Anthony, what's up?
Dude, you've been to Arrowhead. Isn't that an amazing, doesn't it feel like football?
Yeah, it feels like almost like a college football-type atmosphere. That Lambeau, Buffalo, although Buffalo, as we know now, has enough financing, I believe, to...
Yeah, bring it to the new stadium.
Yeah, they got approved to build a new stadium. That was, the infrastructure was pretty bad there. They've done a lot to Arrowhead to update it.
But they want to build a whole new one, and...
Yeah, you know.
It's a shame because...
Almighty dollar.
Yeah, and it's a shame because that place... Like, dude, it's a great tailgate scene. It's a great football scene. And I'll never forget the first time I was ever there, because that is the memory that's indelible. And it's got this charcoal gray sky, and you walk in, and it's blood red everywhere. That Chiefs red, that blood red is striking when you go and you enter the building. You see it packed. It's a great scene, man. It's great football.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of the tougher environments in which to play.
All right, let's get down to it. You talked about the Derek Barnett contract, which kind of what we suspected easily. Mm-hmm. You know, you get out of it easily. It's no big deal. It's, hey, let me take a look at him in a rotational situation.
Yeah, it's essentially 1 year, $5.5 million. $1.5 of a potential $8.5 million in year two is guaranteed, but that's so low that it would be offset if it signed with anybody else. So it's essentially a 1 year $5.5 million. And I think for a rotational edge rusher, that's, you know, one that's 25 years old, that has, you know, had some production. We all know that his production hasn't been enough considering where he was drafted. And certainly last season when he had only 2 sacks in 17 games, coupled with all the penalties that he's taken, it's not that bad of a deal if you look around the rest of the league and what those types of guys are getting. That being said, you know, I'm a little surprised, and I'm sure he was, and Howie Roseman mentioned this yesterday when we spoke to him. You know, he went into free agency thinking that he would have gotten paid. And the league thought otherwise, and I think people in Philadelphia are saying, no, Sherlock, we've seen this guy perform not up to his capabilities, or at least what the Eagles thought that he'd be able to perform at for these last several years. That said, if he's playing 30% of the time and he's behind Hassan Reddick and Josh Sweat in terms of snaps and maybe even Brandon Graham, and they go out and get someone else, maybe to pair with Teron Jackson as a fifth or sixth guy, I think you're okay with the contract. That's it. That being said, again, you know, sometimes it's worth turning the page on guys that just haven't been able to deliver. And that's the only question. That's the main question, I guess, I would have, bringing back Derek Barnett.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me ask you, just curious, do you think there's any splash that goes on? I was talking to our morning guy, John Kincaid, and he's like, I got a feeling that there's going to be an Eagle splash, and either on or before the draft. And I don't see it. I don't get the sense that they're in love with any of the quarterback prospects. And I don't think there's many splash-worthy moves that they would make now. I still think 23 is the circle.
I think I agree with you. If the moves are going to be made, they probably would have been made during the first 2 or 3 weeks of free agency when we saw every other team doing so. And it doesn't mean that they can't do something or at certain positions, but I think I agree with you. Like, offensive line's pretty much set. They'll probably draft maybe an interior guy in the first 3 rounds. Defensive line, they'll probably draft another guy. Certainly with one of those first 2 or 3 picks that they take in the first round. There's still stuff that has to be done at safety and cornerback. Maybe there's a trade involved in getting someone so they're not forcing a need in the draft. So that's possible. I know the wide receiver, everyone's kind of been fixated on that, and they've kind of spoken out of both ends of their mouth on that. They've said that, oh, you know, we want to get more targets for our young guys, and we want to develop those guys, and the draft is full of, you know, potential starting wide receivers, even if you're drafting beyond the first round. But they also tried to trade for Calvin Ridley, and they tried to sign Christian Kirk, and they tried to sign Allen Robinson. So that says that they think that they need more weapons for Jalen Hurts, but I wonder at this point, you know, what can they do? I mean, there's been some talk about Eagles trying to trade for DK Metcalf, and I just don't see the Eagles doing that. Number one, they'd have to give up a significant amount in terms of their draft picks. Then they have to sign them to a megawatt deal, which is what receivers are getting now, you know, versus, I guess, previous years. And are they going to really come in and pay DK that much, make him the highest paid player in the team when they have, again, still a lot of needs? So I don't think that's going to happen.
I agree. Like, you don't win by going and giving wide receivers that kind of money.
No, and you saw Andy do it. Andy Reid traded, I mean, one of the best receivers in the NFL. He wanted more money, and they said, okay, we're not willing to do that based upon what we could get in return. And I just don't think the Eagles and how he operates that way. Yes, the wide receiver position is important, is increasingly so with the past NFL, but you still got to win up front, and you still need to win with a quarterback, and those are issues that I think they're going to address. They've already addressed this offseason, and they'll be moving forward addressing, meaning I think the most significant thing that will happen, I think, around the draft will be they'll trade one of those picks so that they have an additional first rounder in the 2023, which tells you what they're thinking about the quarterback position.
Exactly. I will say this: when it comes to team building, I'm a huge believer. Listen, I love I love weapons, and you know, Tyreek Hill was one, a rare guy, man, rare talent. But when it comes to receivers, never ever in the history of football has it been easier to find receivers in college? The college game mimics the pro game. It's not like years ago when, you know, you had teams running wishbone. You had all these different programs, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They were Stanford, this and that. Now, I mean, you could find great receivers. In fact, that Reger draft proves my point, is that there are terrific receivers littered that draft. Eagles just picked the wrong one.
Beyond the first round.
Yes. Right?
And you've seen it, not just this, not just that year, but of previous years, you've seen guys.
Devontae Adams, right? Yeah, second round pick.
Up and down the dial. I mean, like a guy like Quez Watkins is a sixth rounder. I'm not saying Quez is anywhere near.
Yeah, I agree.
Those guys, but you can get guys in the later rounds. Everybody wants to play for a wide receiver. All these kids want to play wide receiver. And that's what you're seeing now. So you can find them at a much cheaper rate. And have them on a rookie contract rather than going out and spending for one of these top guys. And especially when, look, let's just face it. I mean, right now, Jalen Hurts isn't probably the most attractive type of quarterback you want to play with. So are those guys going to come here? Is that what you're really missing right now on this team if you're building towards the future? Now, a little bit of a counter argument could be like, well, why aren't you giving, let's see what Jalen is capable with X, Y, and Z.
I'm sorry. I got no time for that. I got Devontae Smith. And Dallas Goedert. Are you kidding me? Devontae Smith's open all the time. I don't want to, before you start talking to me about what's opposite Devontae Smith, how about he hits Devontae Smith 10 times when he's, because he's open?
I mean, I agree with you. I was playing devil's advocate there, but yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah.
He's got that up the devil's gigi.
He's got guys he can throw the ball out of the backfield. He's got a good offensive line. They need, you know, and this is what we talked about with Nick today, that the passing offense needs to get better if they're going to want to play at a certain level. And he knows that. Certainly you can win running the ball, but you're lessening your odds over the long haul. And that's, you know,
football, let's be real.
You're indicting Jalen Hurts.
Right. And let's be real. Nick's in here for the long term. He understands it. They're all on the same page. They saw it. They all saw the tape, right? They all see Tampa. They all saw the season. They all know what the deal is. And Nick's here for the long term. It's like, all right, well, you know, he's not even on the clock until you get him a quarterback.
Which is why if they could have done it, they would have traded for either Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson.
Right. Right on.
They thought they had a little bit of a shot of getting Russell, and they actually made a competitive offer, but they couldn't even get on the phone with him. He was not coming. So, the Sean Watson thing was a little stickier, and I don't know how it would have played out, but Russell Wilson was someone that they would have signed.
Why? Let me ask you a question. Why was it just he didn't want to come east? I would also think like,
his family's out there in the West Coast. I think his wife, you know, maybe Denver's they're a little more attractive, kind of maybe, I don't know, than Philly. I don't know. That team, I think, is probably closer than Philly in terms of what they have on both sides of the ball, especially on the defensive side. But they certainly have some good young receivers. They have an offensive line that would protect Russell.
Good running back,
as well.
Yeah.
I think Philadelphia, the coach. And I think there's other I don't want to speculate, but there are other reasons I think that he probably wouldn't have come here. I just don't know if Philadelphia is as attractive as maybe they think they are.
The Eagles or the city?
The Eagles, the franchise.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if I'm Ross, though, he had no offensive line, and you come here, you got a great offensive line. And you got emerging.
Right, that's why I couldn't understand why he wasn't even going to even try and get on the phone.
I
wouldn't even take the call. So that's why I'm trying to figure out.
Had to be his wife not want to go east.
That's part of it.
I got to believe that. Yeah, I mean, listen, we all have an idea of where we want to be, and you know, some people are East Coast, some people are West Coast.
I mean, sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, that's just it. Now, with Deshaun Watson, though, I mean, the narrative that was out there was that he didn't want to play in the North, and, well, $240 million.
Guaranteed.
Dollars. Yeah.
Listen, he didn't want to be. He told Cleveland no until Cleveland came back and went, here you go. I mean, that's a ballsy contract. Anyway, listen, enjoy the sun, my brother.
I will.
Freezing up here.
Do you want to get back to Philly? Yeah, I know. I heard it's been bad. I don't want to rub it in. What's my wife is already kind of...
It's like 80 degrees. She's probably like, yeah, you know, stay down there.
I mean, literally,
Jeff
I'm looking
would say,
around.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm looking around. There's not a cloud in the sky.
Oh, nice.
Not one.
Yeah.
All right,
buddy. Good stuff, brother. Right. Jeff McClain, Inquirer.com on the Comcast Business Hotline.
At 12 o'clock, I will give you a Drew Hanlon tweet in response to the latest NBA MVP poll.
I love Drew Hanlon.
And he gave you some statistics for the stat nerds out there.
Yes.
That continues to make sense that it should be Embiid and not Jokic.
I can't take it.
And this is for the stat nerds.
I love you, Drew Hanlon. All right. We can finally say that baseball season will be here soon, Judas. They're in spring training now. In fact, they're hitting bombs already. The brutes are hitting bombs. They're getting into shape. You could be getting in shape, too. You could still be slimmer before summer, since it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds with NJ Diet. NJ Diet's program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet workout regimen to help you keep the weight off. You don't want to do it alone, right? NJ Diet, they're with you every step of the way. You'll be fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. You'll also get the doctor's personal email, phone number. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no dreaded prepackaged foods. No surgery locations, Newark, Delaware, KOP, Cherry Hill, from home, live, online consultations. You got it anywhere. Call 8555-NJ-DIET. That's 8555-NJ-DIET. Go to NJDIET.com. Lose the weight for good with NJ Diet, NJDIET.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's noon across the Delaware Valley. All right, sit tight because I want to get to everybody coming up. But this is awesome. What a treat. You know, I was talking to Jeff McClain, who's in Florida, and I was jealous of the nice weather. Well, the nice weather just walked in to the studio. But I think of the great Ricky Bo. I think of summer, baby.
Yes, yes.
I think of the Phillies. And here he is, Ricky Bo.
Snuck in on you, didn't I?
Oh, dude.
Dude, yes, you
great
know,
to see you,
you know,
man.
It's funny you're saying that, but like the people over at NBC Sports, when I first come in during the, you know, the winter.
Yeah.
Ends, and then I come in, the groundhog.
That's here awesome, comes, man.
Getting ready for some baseball. Today doesn't feel like baseball. Yesterday sure didn't.
No. In fact, we had opening day for my little guy's travel team. Sunday got postponed. It was just too cold.
Isn't that terrible?
I know.
Man. But I can tell you this much. I mean, when I was a little kid, I remember first game of Little League was always freezing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple weeks later, it was fine.
Yeah. Only like Sunday was bad. It was like 38.
You excited about this year?
Oh, my God. The Brutes. So the first thing I say to you is, oh, my God, Rick, what do you think? And you went.
It's a softball team. It is. This team could rake. I mean, you know what? You know what you have to really look at this as? You take the new guys in the Schwarber and Castellanos. What does that do for everybody else? It takes pressure off.
Yep.
What is baseball? When you don't have pressure on you, it becomes a game again.
Oh, it's
and not,
fun.
Not everything is on Bryce and Reese, and these guys could just go out there and play now. I understand defense. We'll get it.
Yeah.
But I mean, offensively, this is a team that's going to be fun to watch. This is going to draw people to the ballpark,
yes,
because the ball's going to fly out, yes, of there with this ball club.
And you know what's funny? How long have we been saying? Because I know I've been bending your ear. You've been talking about it forever that you got this ballpark.
Yeah.
Why don't you build a lineup? You're a Bombers.
They just did.
Right?
I mean, when you think of Schwarber, you think, this guy. I mean, think about what he did in Washington.
Yes.
That's not an easy ballpark to hit in.
Yes.
It's bigger. It's a lot roomier in the outfield, in the gaps. You come here, man, this is going to be fun for him. He might hit 40.
He may.
He could.
I know.
They may have a couple guys.
Tell you, the guy that I think you would love, because he reminds me of you in your mentality, is Castellanos.
Yeah, he's got an attitude, a good attitude, though.
Right?
I love the attitude. I like when players come in and they got a little chip on their shoulder.
Sure.
And that's, let's face it, it's a dime a dozen now on the big league level to find a guy like that. You know, Bryce kind of has it, but he's a little quieter. Castellanos isn't going to be quiet, I don't
think. No.
Which to me, you know what? You know he's got the bat that could back it up. This guy's going to be a player. He's going to be a player.
Well, don't you love, like, when he goes, listen, because I don't have a college degree. I hit baseballs. That's how I feed my family.
What's wrong with that? I mean,
is that awesome?
If you could do it, right?
I go, I love him.
I just think he fits into this. He is like the perfect puzzle piece to throw in there. I am not talking defensively.
No,
he can play some defense.
Yeah.
Not terrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Phillies obviously are a little weak defensively, but, I mean, sometimes you can make up those runs.
Yeah. I mean, think about, and you could talk from a pitching standpoint, that if you know you got that kind of lineup behind you,
pressure's off.
Right?
You're on the
mound with those guys behind you. Forget about defense. Did you know that they're going to put up crooked numbers?
Right.
You're not afraid of giving up a solo home run.
But you could look at certain teams, and even the Mets. You look at Jacob DeGrom. The guy never gets runs, but he's always up there putting out the 0-0, 0-0s. Here, that's not going to be the problem. I don't care who's pitching on the other side. I mean, I can't see this. If this team gets shut out, it's going to be a shock.
Right?
It's going to be like that Sunday afternoon game where all these guys are on the bench that day.
Still,
you know you're probably going to see them later on the ballgame. This is not. I got to tell you, I'm watching a game, I believe it was yesterday, the Orioles game. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy goes out there. He threw pretty good, their starter in the first inning. I'm like, oh, he's got a little confidence level going. Watch that disappear. And it did the next inning. So, I mean, isn't that what it's all about, ruining the pitcher's confidence if you're an offense? How many guys could you pitch around?
What's the mindset of a pitcher? And we're talking to the great Ricky Bowe, Ricky Bitalico. We get ready for some Phillies baseball. What's the mentality when you got to face that kind of lineup and you're going, I got to work. I'm not getting a breather until 7.
Well, the way I look at it, as in a pitcher's point of view, you have to look at, all right, if I throw 100 pitches today, how many mistakes am I going to make over the plate? Probably 10?
Yeah.
You make those 10 mistakes against the Phillies, guess what?
Yeah.
Deposits.
Yeah.
And that's the way you look at it from a pitcher's standpoint, but as the pitcher standing on the mound, you have to be sitting out there. I have to split the plate into thirds and stay away out of the middle third and stay away out of that one area that's in that other third that could really hurt me. And then you go to the other areas. I mean, you're going to see a lot of walks against the Phillies.
Yeah, a lot of zone.
But you do that, you're just digging a hole for yourself.
Yeah, because it's sooner or later you're going to make that mistake. And if you make that mistake,
this team might not be World Series bound, but you never know. I mean, if you have that kind of a offense, you never know what could happen.
And
especially, I'm looking for a bounce back from Nola.
Okay, great. Oh, that's great.
And
Junis, here, listen to Ricky Bowe.
I know. Junis has some really good ideas. I listen to him all the time.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, you look at certain things.
By the way, tell the audience that you're on the air.
And when I look at it, I look at Aaron Nola and I say, all right, what was his real problem last year? And it happened the other day. Strikes out 5 out of 6, gives up 2 home runs. Stay out of the middle of the plate.
Yeah.
Trust your stuff, use your movement.
Yeah.
He's got tremendous movement, but how many times do you see him use that? Because of the rising pitch, right? You want to go up top. When you start going up top, it usually straightens out on you. And then you try to go back down, you lose your sink a little bit. So Aaron, I think, in certain situations, don't give in. You don't have to, which goes back to the hitting. You don't have to give in. Okay, if I'm up 5-1, okay, maybe I'll go
right,
after you.
Right.
But I mean, I just have this feeling that he's going to turn it back around.
I would love for you to talk to him. And I mean, because it feels like he just needs, you know, he's got stuff.
He's got that fire in his belly, too. Don't let anybody kid you.
I think so, too.
I think he's got tremendous stuff. And, I mean, in reality, you could go back to his games last year, and where'd he get hurt? Two outs, leaping out over the plate, home run.
Yeah.
You know what?
And there were always two run
homers.
You know?
And there's usually a walk mixed in right before it. Hey, by the way, the anniversary of Gabe Kapler pulling him today.
68 pitches. Hobie Milner. I hated Gabe from the jump of that moment.
You loved Kapler.
No, get the hell out of here.
By the way, you know, I noticed something about Cap the other day. Cap's a rock.
Yeah.
He went out to change his pitcher, and he had the pants all the way up above the knees. Where's his calves? This guy's a monster. Right?
Doesn't do leg day.
I was shocked.
Legs don't work with a beach.
I was just shocked. It was pretty impressive.
let me ask you.
Yeah.
You like DD as a comeback. I think he's got something there.
Him and Nola are my two comebacks on this team that I think are going to make a difference. Look, DD was battling gout in your elbow.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you have somebody with gout in their feet, I mean, that's a painful thing to go through. So, I mean, that being said, obviously he was never 100%. I think in the time here, he hasn't been 100%. And he comes back this year, and it seems like he's ready to go. I think as long as he doesn't throw that piano on his back, I think he'll be okay.
So, do you go DD at short, DD at third, Stott at short?
That would be my move right now. I love Stott. You kidding me?
This man, kid's, right?
And I know we did the same thing with Kingery coming up, but this is a little different. This is a guy that's supposed to be very good, and he's supposed to be a top guy in the organization. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Think about how perfect of a time this is. You have so many veterans around him. You know what? You can mold him into a veteran quickly.
Yes.
This is a perfect time to bring him in, whether he's at short or third.
Right.
My other thing, I was talking about this, Alec Bohm, huge, huge question mark to me right now. You have to wonder, if his bat doesn't come alive in the next 8 days,
is he
breaking with this
thing? Yeah.
And I have a hard time. And the reason why I say that is either he's starting or he's going to AAA.
Yeah, well, right. No,
what are you going to do, bring him in for defensive purposes?
No. He needs to rake. The only way you could have him on your team is if he's raking. That's it.
Yeah.
He's a butcher.
And the one thing, I just look at him, and when he first came up, it was a lot of gappers to right center.
Yeah.
Now it's, okay, I have to hit the ball out of the ballpark, and it doesn't work for him. You know, he's a big guy.
This was fascinating. Andrew, listen to this, because this is fascinating. Ricky Bo said this. We were talking about the idea of the angle, the launch angle, and the loop. And it's funny, you correctly said, you know what, I don't like it from guys who are from the right side.
Yeah. The guys from the right side, it doesn't seem natural. If you look at the swings, there's certain guys, Justin Turner has a big loop in his swing. But, I mean, if you notice still, even at the big league level, the guys from the right side will keep the barrel of the bat in the zone.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, especially if you're not a 40 home run guy. If you're that guy, yeah, okay, go Matt Stairs as hard as you can type thing. But, I mean, if you're not, you have to use the gaps. Isn't that what baseball's, what the gaps are for?
Supposed to be.
Hit them in the gaps and run.
That's right.
That's where, I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. Kingery got turned on the wrong path, and it hurt him. I mean, granted, they gave him a lot of money to do that, but, you know, in the long run, it hurt his career at this point.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, this guy.
And you know better than anybody. When your head gets messed up this game,
you're done. That's why I'm saying. You bring in a couple new guys like a Schwarber and a Castellanos, it takes the pressure off of everybody else. And this game is meant to be played relaxed. You have a relaxed lineup equals a lot of runs.
What about the bullpen? I got a weird feeling though that with the veterans, it feels like the odd year where the bullpen could be good.
The ace, Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Yes,
Sir Anthony.
I agree.
I'll tell you what,
Sir Cuz, to you,
he looks pretty good, and he's throwing hard again, which I think is something that you have to get over when you first have surgery. Once you get over that, and he looks like he's over it. And that means just back to everyday life.
Wow.
And for him, I think this could be huge. I mean, he could close. He could set up games. He could eat up a few innings, maybe in the sixth, seventh inning at times. I just think that he's a huge key out there. I mean, you have Hand and Knebel. Or Knebel. Knebel?
Knebel, yeah.
Knebel. Do you say the K?
Yes.
I would say Knebel.
Knebel. That's what I would normally say, but I heard it yesterday.
Yeah.
Knebel.
Yeah.
So I'll say Knebel. How's that? Knebel.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And I mean, you brought in some veterans that have gotten the job done.
Thinking, right, Rick?
You have plenty of depth late right now.
Yeah.
Regardless, let's say the closer's position doesn't go as well as possible, you can move Hand in there. And even still, if that's not going well, Sir Anthony.
Just don't pitch him on four straight days when you're down 10-0 like Gabe did.
Don't think they'll do that to Sir Anthony anymore.
No,
that's what he did. He killed them.
They know that, though. They know that.
Yeah, I think that's thrown out the window at this point.
Good.
They know that.
The Chunis.
Dude, you're back. Now, listen, every Thursday with John Kincaid, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, and Patty.
9 a.m. Although if I'm in earlier, I jump right on.
Love Thursdays with Bo, there man. You go. Love it. Love it.
Thanks for having me on,
sir.
You're
the greatest, brother.
You are.
It's so good to see
you. How are you, Chunis?
Bo and I go back to the old days.
Oh, of course.
When I was a writer.
How about that?
And he was one of my guys. I always loved talking to Bo.
I won the Good Guy Award one year.
You were. You were awesome. You know what was great about you is why I always loved you is that you were always a great teacher of the game.
Yeah.
You really, to this day, you teach the game. I love learning, and I enjoy the game.
You know what it is? I was talking to you pre-show, or before I got on.
Yeah.
And the one thing is, especially with younger kids, ABC. You know, don't get too complex, especially when they're, 8 to 14. That's when they have to learn little things. I told you a couple little things today, and you were like, really? I'm like, yeah. If you make it simple on them, they'll make it easier on themselves.
And it's so funny because as adults, you're so, you don't realize the overload that you're putting on those kids.
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing that is put on kids, even young kids now, is velocity.
Right.
Velocity comes with your growing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can.
And you learn your motion, too.
Come on. You were in Little League right at one point, and there was always that one beast who threw hard as can be.
Yeah.
And you were like, wow, I'm never going to be good at this.
I peaked at that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't peak until I was 17. So.
I peaked at 13.
Well, I mean, I could hit, and so I was a catcher back then. That was different. Well, I didn't peak until I was 21.
Played in a Mets scab when I was a Mets scab.
Were you really?
Yeah, you remember that. It's 95.
Really?
Yeah, I was a Mets scab, man. So listen,
you didn't make it, though. You didn't quite make it.
It's the only way I can wear a uniform.
You didn't quite make it. By the way, we knew before you guys even did that we were coming back.
I know. I cleared it with Franco.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I cleared it. I was like, John, listen, if I mess around with this, I'm just doing it right.
Johnny Franco, great guy.
Are you all right? And he goes, yeah, cuz, do what you want.
I got to play with him for a season.
I know you did.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was his last season.
Yeah. Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was Johnny, I know a lot of people. He's like an enemy around here, which actually he never was. No. You know what's funny? Do we have time for a quick?
Yeah.
When I was with the Mets, I'm coming back here now, and we're playing at Citizens Bank Park. I'm thinking to myself, oh, when I get out to the bullpen, it is going to be hell, right? I got out there. I was the last guy they were after.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we had David Weathers. They couldn't stand. They couldn't stand the closer
Looper.
They couldn't stand Looper.
Brady Looper.
Oh, I was like, this is great.
You know what's going to be awesome is the Phillies-Mets rivalry is going to
be
awesome. Because you got pitchers.
It's a stick of dynamite.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. They got all the pitching, and we got all the hitting.
We're going to see pitchers versus hitters who wins, aren't we?
Right?
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be awesome.
I think the Mets, I will say this, the Mets would have an edge up at City Field.
Right.
But I think the Phillies have
got the edge
down here, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Game on.
My man.
Next Friday.
Here he is.
Yes.
Well, Ricky Bo.
This Thursday I'll be on here.
Oh,
next
good.
Next Friday opening day. Woo.
I love it. You can't miss Thursdays with Bo. You can't miss it. The great Ricky Vitalico. He'll be joining Johnny Decay and the whole morning show every Thursday, 9 o'clock hour. And it's going to be a great summer. How about that, Chunis?
That was awesome. That was a great segment.
You know, it was, this is why I love doing this, is that, and we're going to get back to the Embiid Sixers talk.
Yeah, I have that Drew Hanlon stat for
you. Yeah, I can't wait for that. But this is why I love doing this, is that I look up, and it's my man Ricky Bo. And it was great, too. We had perfect timing since he was in during the break. I got a little breakdown Mossimo's windup.
That's good work.
His mechanics.
Nice.
His mechanics were off a little bit, so I had to get a little breakdown for him. Coach Warren will appreciate that.
Yes.
That Ricky Bo was able to do. Ricky Bo's an amazing teacher.
He should be a pitching coach for your squad.
You know, what I really he should do is be, like, he would be great at helping all kids. Yeah, you know, that's a cool thing. All right. Coming up, the Drew Hanlon stat I want to get to, right? But listen, Embiid and the MVP and the world being against us. Look at me, YouTubers. It's real. The hate and disdain and loathing for the Sixers and Philadelphia and us is real. It's freaking real. All right, let's talk about Bet Parks. Junis. Bet Parks, PA. Bet Parks, NJ. That's real, too. That's real fun. Check it out. Tonight, Sixers with the money line. They're minus 121 with the money line. Short favorite, Sixers and Bucks. Oh, it's going to be a good one tonight. Come on, this is a good chance for them tonight. So it's going to be great. The Giannis over under 29.5. The Embiid over under 30.5. I love the over under tonight. Hey, listen, Joe wants to win the award. Harden's trying to get him to win the award. They've already heard about the Tim Bontemps story. You know that the Embiid, he's come too far this season. He has a monster. I feel very confident in saying to you to take the over with Embiid tonight. Okay? Take the over. The Embiid. Oh, I love it. SWAT, SWAT, Junis, SWAT, SWAT. New users to the Bet Parks app. Get a risk-free bet up to $750 when you use the code FANATIC. Just remember, you got to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock hours brought to you by the great people at Service First Heating and Air Conditioning at 0% financing for 72 months, $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating cooling system from Service First. That's Brian. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com.
Hey, I'm here. My bad.
All right.
Saw Ricky. Talked to him a little bit more.
It's good to see Rick, right?
Yeah.
Good to see Rick.
The ladies at the office asking about the baby, so.
Dude.
We got great people that work here.
We do.
Awesome people that work here.
We do. In fact, you know, I wander sometimes during the break. I just did that.
Yeah.
I just did that.
I actually went to go to the bathroom, but then one of our great salespeople here, Dina Poole, gave me a big hug. So then the bathroom break didn't happen because then I saw Jamie Frankel.
That's nice. Jamie's terrific.
Yeah, everybody's so
nice. I was just out seeing our friends. Our other two favorite account execs are back there.
I have
Gina
a ton of
and Joe Z.
Yes.
Right? It was good to see Gina and Joe Z. I just came back there just to say hello. I love talking to them.
Gina gave me a baby book today. She said it was her daughter's favorite book. So.
And that, see, yeah,
that's,
and
I think that's awesome.
It means a lot in the workplace.
Everybody's,
you got good
everybody's
people.
So Rich, nice.
All the people.
Of course.
We love them.
You want this Drew Hanlon thing?
I do, and then I want to get to the phones because We've been oddly.
Busy, man. I mean, 12:30.
I look up. I'm going. It's 12:30 already.
Oh, we had the surprise from Ricky, which was nice. So Drew Hanlon obviously has a little stock in Joel. Oh God, Joel with being the shooting instructor and working with him during the off season. So since the last straw poll.
Wait a second. We have breaking news.
Oh, we do. Hold on. Let me hit the button.
This is big. According to Albert Breer of the NFL Network, sources, NFL owners have passed the Indy Philly overtime proposal, allowing for both teams to have a possession.
As for playoffs only.
I love it.
As it should be. Fine. You want to do with that with the regular season? That's okay. Without it in the regular season. But that Bills Chiefs game should not have ended.
It shouldn't have.
It should not have ended. It might still be going on right now, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Nobody was getting stopped.
That's awesome. I love that rule, man. I love changing that rule. It should be all the time, but if you want to go just do playoffs,
I'll start with just playoffs right now because, again, you shouldn't have your season end that way.
Nah, that's horrible.
That's awesome, then.
So the Eagles and Indianapolis both put that rule up.
They got rid of Wentz, both teams, and then they shook hands and said, let's work on this overtime rule.
That was they both proposed that rule, and it worked out great. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead with the Drew Hanlon
stuff. That's right. So since the last straw poll, which I'm sure was a month or two ago when they did the updated MVP odds and all that kind of stuff, the Nuggets have statistically, and he puts in parentheses, Ant, which is all the analytic geeks care about, have been better with Jokic off the floor. Nuggets with Jokic, a plus 2.5. Nuggets without Jokic, plus 5.9, but a minus 3.4 net differential. Whatever that means, but he's speaking directly to the analytic nerds here. Sixers with Embiid, plus 6.9. Without Embiid, plus 0.8, a 6.1 net differential.
Wow.
So Drew Hanlon speaks right to the analytic nerd losers.
Send that to me, please.
Yes, of course.
Put that out there as well. I want to put that out there. That's a very, very good stat. All right, let's get back to the phones. Phil is in Phoenixville. Phil, what's happening, buddy?
Yo, cuz.
What's up, Phil?
What's going on, brother? Listen, man, this Embiid stuff is an absolute travesty. It's an outrage. It's ridiculous. We're the villain. We're forever being paid for the process. And now this whole free throw take garbage. It's not an issue if he's not making the free throws. Am I wrong?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. He's been the best player in the league all season. It's hot garbage. Straight hot garbage.
It really is. I mean, it is because this the real issue here is there's an issue with how much they hate the Sixers. They hate the fans. They hate everything Philadelphia. It's real, man. It's real.
It is, man. You know, we're Philadelphia. We eat our own, snowballs at a skinny Santa 600 years ago. Like, it's nonsense.
I'm completely with you. And it bothers me, dude. It really bothers me.
It's unfair. It's biased, dude.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Listen, real quick, Ant, can I give a yo?
Yeah, you can give a yo.
Yeah, I want to give a
because to we got a yo.
Yo. Todd and my coworker Sean, they listen every day. We love you guys. And that's it.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. Give the guys a hug for us, all right?
Definitely will.
Thanks, buddy.
Congratulations, Tunis.
Yeah, about that.
Thanks, Tunis. Man. I appreciate it.
That's fantastic. This is again something that is very real. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Tunis. You know I'm not. But how in the world could... There's no way in the world that Jokic should win the MVP over Embiid.
No, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that, like, there's nothing behind it. Like, what I said, it's not like Embiid has regressed over the season. Jokic has been good, too. Like, I'm not trying to take away that Nikola Jokic has been playing well, but you look at the seedings right now, and don't give me, oh, well, if you take Nikola Jokic off the Nuggets, they wouldn't be a playoff team, because it's the same thing with the Sixers. Does he have James Harden now? Yeah, he does. He does have James Harden now, but I'm sorry, is the Sixers supporting cast, like, that much better than the Nuggets supporting cast?
And by the way, he went through, you know, most of the season without James Harden.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, that just happened, and he's played just as amazing.
Stop. This thing is just insane. It really is. It's insane. Let's go to Joe. Joe.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
I knew that was you. What's going on, brother?
What's up, brother? What's up? Congratulations, Jonas, on your bundle of joy.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man. You know what? That Philadelphia thing, it is real. It's totally real. You know why? Because when you guys throw them stadium trips and all these kind of places, man, you hear Eagles chants, Philadelphia chants on the national media, and other people's arenas. I know that drives people crazy on national TV. Like, you were talking about Kansas, Big 12 earlier. You might go to their games and you hear Eagles chants. It's just crazy how the Philadelphia is in that, with that meta universe, you say. I mean, Philadelphia does rain. It's amazing how you hear games in the West Coast, you hear Eagles chants break out in the Midwest. I mean, and I know that has to drive other states, yeah, other cities crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that Philadelphia shows for us. And there's a lot to do to them trips you go. I mean, you guys really take over other stadiums. You guys really take over other cities. I mean, it's crazy to hear Philadelphia in the middle of Denver, in the middle of Vegas, and, you know, in Los Angeles. And I think that's just too much. And like you said, with the Embiid thing, any player who's hot is the MVP. DeMar DeRozan was hot for like 10 weeks, and all of a sudden he was better than MVP.
Remember that? Ja Morant was hot for a while. Oh, it's Ja, Luka.
But Embiid drops 30. He's still doing the same thing from beginning to the end. And I mean, act like, and there's no need for Jokic to win the MVP twice, 2 years in a row anyway. I mean, God bless him.
Exactly.
There's no need for him to win back. He's not like that.
No, but you gotta be, if you're gonna go back to back, you better have a ridiculous. You better be better than everybody by like damn sight. Yes.
Yes. But he, you know what I mean? Let me say, he ain't toes above the rest. You know what I mean? And that's not the case. I mean, there's no need to give Jokic the MVP 2 years in a row anyway. Man, Joel's the MVP. He's been doing it from beginning since last year. You know what I mean? And nobody has, you know what I mean, every night 30 points and 15. You know, he does his thing, man.
It's every night. Like, that's ridiculous.
Man, I just think the rain of Philadelphia and that meta universe and the atmosphere and the air, that Philadelphia cheered them Eagles. I mean, anywhere, Eagles games, high school games, even when the Ben Simmons thing was going down. You know what I mean? It just, Philadelphia has that loud, thunderous presence in this universe, and I think people really can't stand it.
You know what's amazing? That since the All-Star break, he's had 10 games where he scored 30 or 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
And six games where he scored 20s, only one teens.
And like, he's playing.
Like, you that's, know what I mean? That's ridiculous. I'm sorry, no teens. That's ridiculous.
Yes,
ridiculous. Come on, man. The world hates us. Bleep him. Come on, yeah. Joey. Bleep him, man.
Song, man.
Play the song for Joe. Play the song for us. Listen, nobody cares. Like, we have to speak about it, talk about it. And you can't, listen, this is not about just, well, it's MVP, who cares about the MVP and we want the title. Yeah, obviously. So, of course, it's about the title. But if they can steal our man's MVP, what else can they do, Junis? That's the question.
Yeah, that's a cause for concern, isn't it?
They can take the man's MVP. What else can they take? Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob,
hey, guys. How are you? Junis, congratulations, brother.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it, man.
You got it. And I live out in Santa Barbara. Friday, went down for the Clippers game.
And, you know, I've had some of the same reservations that some fans have been having about Harden here and there, but I've also been kind of listening to what you've been saying. I'm telling you right now, I know it was the Clippers, but I could tell pregame during warmups that he was going to bring it that night. He had speed. He cut to the basket. He knew what he wanted to do, and he did it. So I have full confidence that when the playoffs start, James will be ready to go. I really, really believe that.
Robert, think about it, right? And you got to see it, right? And it's not surprising that he does it in L.A. Remember, you know, that's his home, man.
Right.
That's where he balls in leagues, and he, you know, listen, he loves that. That's his area. You know, he's going to shine. He's going to, one of those games, he was going to take over. And the fact that you saw his spryness, I'm with you, man. I hear it. He's taking a back seat right now. He wants the big man to win the MVP. He wants to integrate himself with everyone. But he's a basketball guy. He came here for one reason, to win. I'm with you. I'm glad you saw that, Bob.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, my wife treated me to some good seats. And, you know, you could just tell it's not a physical issue with him. So, if you know, if he drives the lane and he gets blocked, Philly, relax. We're okay. He's going to be good. And the other point real quick, cuz, as the game ended, Embiid's walking off the court. Drew Hanlon was there. You know, they're talking a little bit. Then Embiid's walking out. There are 500 Sixer fans surrounding the whole area where he walks through the tunnel, chanting MVP. He's soaking it all up. Chunas, I shot the video. I'm going to hit you.
Oh, I need that video. You got to send it to me.
It's amazing. And, I mean, we're in L.A., and there's 500 fans chanting MVP. And if you're a writer and you have a vote, you can't ignore that everyone knows he is the MVP. Love you guys.
Love you too, Bob. Send me that video, man. I want to see it. That's awesome. MVP. Oh, no, we're going to give it to Jokic. What?
Yeah, dude, I don't get it, man.
Dude, that Wendy man, I'm telling you.
Do you think he starts a group chat, Wendy?
Dude, listen.
And goes, hey, fellow voters.
It's him and
fellow
your boy, Shan. The two of them leading the charge.
Hello, fellow voters. Make sure you don't vote for Embiid. Like, do they do the, you know, the other day I was in Manioc, and it was the greatest excuse. I had one of the people knock on the door. Hi, I'm running for some sort of council. I'm like, listen, I'm out of here. And like, I actually don't live here anymore. It was great. It was the greatest, like, nah, dude, like, good luck. But
good luck.
My vote, you're not getting my vote because I'm not even going to be living here. Do you think Wendy does that? Like, does he go up door to door and go to his fellow writers and go, hi, don't vote for Joel Embiid. Vote for Nikola Jokic.
Yeah,
and he slips him like a $10
listen,
bill.
It's the power.
Courtesy of clutch.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
The envelope's his clutch on it.
Clutch is the evil agency that runs the world, right? Do you want to be in the media? You must adhere to our principles.
Yes.
You know, it's like a movie. It's post-apocalyptic, right? There's the evil agency trying to control the messaging of the world. Jokic is the MVP. Like, you know, you hear Wendy's voice and all of the drones who work in media that want to be under the, and, you know, work for the clutch.
And you tell me there's not even real people in the media now?
Dude, you think clutch is because it's like, he comes up big in the end of the game, that clutch. This is clutch meaning grasp. Yes. They got you in the grasp. That's what clutch really means. And here's Wendy. You are to vote for Jokic as the MVP.
So he's the lead drone?
Well, Shams is the lead guy, but, you know, you love him, so I don't want to leave him alone. But he's the lead guy.
Do you think if you cut Shams' skin, there'd be metal underneath? He's a robot?
No, he's just a rat. Are you kidding me?
Speaking of rat, there's one on my TV right now. Mr. ESPN all of a sudden, JJ.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's all of a sudden Mr. ESPN.
He actually does a nice job.
He does a fantastic job.
I mean,
he's awesome.
I'll be honest with you. I like him.
I'll be honest.
I think he's actually great at it.
Great. I just... you know how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, left this team dirty.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I hope they win this year and you don't get that ring you wanted.
I know.
Wanted to be closer to their family in Brooklyn, so you moved to New Orleans. It's awesome.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm kind of over it, but, you know.
Oh, I see his face daily now, so it's a constant reminder.
Yeah,
because wouldn't he be perfect right now if he still had his legs?
Yeah. I would love to have.
Yeah.
I would love to have him. I mean, you know, come out of retirement, play, go hit some threes. Brian, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, Brian.
I agree with you 100%. Embiid's going to get jobs. But the media, the sports media is kind of corrupt, like regular media. They push their narrative, whatever that may be. And it's not fair. And the reason they get this narrative on Embiid, and I'm frustrated with it, because every national game, the Sixers seem like they lose. I bet you if you go back two seasons, the Sixers are probably playing 250 ball. The last four national games that the Sixers played, they got beat by like 40-some by Boston. Then they lost that Saturday night game against Miami. Then they lost against Brooklyn. And then I was at the Sixers game when they played Denver. And even though Embiid outplayed Jokic, Sixers lost.
Mm.
So this narrative, Embiid doesn't equal wins. He comes up, he could score 50 points, they lose. And you know, I'm a Sixers fan. I'm around your age, Anthony, like from back in the Moses days.
Yeah.
I want to win. And Embiid, he couldn't beat Trae Young in the playoffs in game 7. Simmons stinks, but Trae Young outplayed Embiid, a little guy.
Yeah, but see, I disagree Embiid. With the way you say that. And first of all, remember, Embiid beat the Bucks. The last time he played was on national TV. They're playing tonight. And the last time they played, I disagree with that whole notion that Trae Young beat Embiid. You know, you had a think about what you had. You had a guy in Simmons run away from the offense.
I agree with you. It's a team thing. You want to know how Embiid can win the MVP? It's plain and simple. The Sixers need to finish the number one seed. What do they have? 8 games left? 7,
yeah.
9? I don't know the exact number. He has to beat Milwaukee today, head-to-head with the Greek Freak, and they have to get the number one seed.
But here's the thing. It should already be locked.
I agree.
Right. It drives me insane, Brian. It does. Thanks, buddy. Listen, if you're paying attention, it's not close. It's not. If you got one team, that's the sixth seed behind the Jazz, behind Memphis, all right? And then you got the other one who's competing for the top seed right now. And then you look at the dominance and you look at who Embiid has had that before Harden. He had nobody. Stop. This is just a travesty. And it's only because they hate us. They hate him. He's the embodiment, the personification of the process. He calls himself the process.
See, now there's...
And they all hate him.
Now there's clutch bots on social media coming in. So I put out your opening statement today about, you know...
Right.
If you've watched games, how could you vote Jokic over Embiid? And some guy, Andrew, and I feel bad, we got the same name here. He checks in.
Why are you doing this to me?
Play more than 2/3 of the season and then complain. So I decided to remind him from the station's account that he's played 61 of the 74 games. That's 82%, which is greater than, 67%.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that narrative. I don't want to
But that's a clutch bot right
yeah,
there.
I don't want to hear the narrative that he doesn't play a game. Like last year, the only games he missed, the block of games, was because he had COVID. And he had COVID really bad.
Yes.
It's not right. This is a fraud. And for that freaking Windhorse to say that Jokic is his MVP and that D. Scott, what do you got going through your brain, Dennis Scott? It's wrong, man. It's wrong. And if they could steal our man's MVP, what else Can they steal? I ask you that. Coming up next hour, oh, the Stick is in Clearwater with a Phillies update. Oh, I love the Stick.
By the way, the vote for the new overtime rule.
Yes.
29 teams were in favor, opposed to just three.
Well, why would you be against that?
I know Mike Tomlin was against it. He said, I'm not afraid of sudden death. I respect Mike Tomlin.
I love his answers.
But you don't have to give me the macho.
Right.
Like, listen, dude, it's good for the game if you remove
it. I love that too, but no. I love the answer, but it's
a little too macho. Like, come on, settle down there. Mike. Mikey.
All right. Cuz Radio Tunis 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Sal Tunis. Listen, there are a ton of reasons why guys aren't able to perform, all right? Could be age, could be a medical condition, could be stress, or could be anxiety. We all deal with that, right? Well, whatever it is, don't let it ruin your sex life. The chewables from BlueChew.com can make sure you're able to perform at your very best every time you get the opportunity to have a little fun. BlueChew, it's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but this is in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. And let's face it, we all need a little bit extra money in our pockets. So you take the chewable, fraction of the cost, it's great. There are no visits to doctor's offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. You don't have to go anywhere to pick it up. It's simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days and you get busy. Try BlueChew for free when you use our promo code 975 at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code 975 to receive your first month free. Check them out today.
Fanatic Sports. It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello. Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Thank you, 97.5.
1 o'clock. Thank you, BG. Just saw the Chuck. He didn't even know we called him.
He didn't see a missed call on his phone?
From the studio number. He didn't see it.
Oh, you're a PD. Oh, man.
I know. Well, anyway.
What if this was an emergency?
He's talking to General T.Y. Johnson right now. So he can hear one ear. I want to do a blowout.
Yes.
Before the playoffs.
As we should.
I mean, a blowout party. You want to call whatever you want to call it, you know, pep rally, whatever. We got to get the mindset right. Like, we got to get our focus and we got to come together for a send-off. You feel me?
I'm totally with you. But the bot has continued to check in. Would you like to hear more tweets from the bot?
Why do you do this? You're killing me.
Love seeing you get riled up. All right, this is from...
Believe the bot. Tell this dude...
This is from the bot.
I want to smack this dude. All right. I want to go Will Smith.
After I told him that he played 82% of the games, because literally his only thing was, once he plays more than two-thirds of the season, then you could complain. So now he's firing off tweets. Well, also look at the records when he doesn't play. And also look at the overall records of the teams. Also, look at who Jokic has around him. Joel has Harden, an all-defensive player in Thibault, Tobias Harris, and Danny Green, he mentions.
Danny Green, this guy don't watch.
Jokic has nobody.
Where's this guy from?
So his bio has Colorado to Oregon to Las Vegas.
Dude, he's some West Coast dude. Doesn't know anything about freaking basketball.
Here's the other one. Stop. That everybody's saying that's anti-Embiid. also take away the free throws, then what happens to him? I hate, what is that argument? What is it?
Why is it bad that he makes foul shots? Are you kidding me? Take away the free throws. Get this little jerk off. Hey, let me, Junis, why you do this to me? You're going to get me in trouble.
There you go.
Some punk ass from Colorado don't know anything about ball.
Hold on. Lastly,
I freaking hate them.
There's like five more tweets after this one, but lastly.
Don't tell that jerk off to go scratch.
Please don't even start with an anti-Embiid thing. Look at all the national media and players. The national media wants Joel. All the players want someone other than Jokic. The only people who want Jokic are Nuggets fans. National media hates the Sixers.
They do know anything. Why do you do this, Chunas? Why do you do this?
He mentions Danny Green in another tweet.
He just got his own mistake.
Danny Green's better than whatever Jokic has.
Dude, he doesn't know what he's looking at, dude. Why do you listen to these people? He's a nobody. Stop, Chunas. You're just making my blood pressure go up.
Everybody have fun with the bot. I tweeted back at him with the station account, so if you guys want to have some fun with the bot, go for it. He's firing off tweets left and right.
Stop, dude. Like, why do you even bother with these people? Seriously. And why do you bring... It's one thing if you want to deal with it. Why do you got to drag me into this?
Because I love it. I love it.
You know what?
You all fired up.
Yeah, because I hate this. You know why I hate it? Because I'm powerless. I can't even go do Will Smith.
You can fly out to Vegas, probably find this dude somewhere.
Seriously. Like that.
He's the one probably wearing a Jokic jersey or something.
Why do you do it, dude? You love doing this stuff.
Yes, I do.
You love poking me. You stick pins in like I'm a voodoo doll. And it's...
Why do you think I got this?
General T.Y., man, it's not right. He's poking the prime minister.
He says it's a big violation. I don't think so.
Listen, I go to my man over here, General T.Y. All right, I need some calm for 1 second. Can I take a little trip to Clearwater? The lovely beaches, home, spring home of the brutes. Let's go to my man, the Stick. Stick!
Cuz!
What's up, Stick?
All right. Hey, you and Junis. How
is it down there in the land of the boppers? Land of the brutes?
Oh, my God. It's 84 again today with blue skies and palm trees swaying, man. We need you down here.
Yeah. We woke up this morning. It was 24.
Yes. Yeah, we got guys going home from my condo complex and, you know, guys that come down for the games, and they're just hating life going back up there, man. it's paradise. And look, man, I work, you know, batting practice on the days off. Good report today. Zach Wheeler threw probably about 35 pitches, shoulder, no problems. I talked to him after he came off the
hill. Nice.
Oh, my God, we need that. But look, man, it's Philly mania going on down here with this lineup that's crushing it one through nine.
Dude, how about Stick? Tell me about Castellanos.
Oh, my God. Look, great story. The Castellanos family sat in my section yesterday, right?
Oh, did they really?
So Nick gets up. Yeah. So Nick's mom, the grandpa, the grandma, everybody's there, some family friends. So Nick gets up, and we're all talking about, like, hey, what if Nick blasts one deep left field into the Tiki Terrace right beside me, and they go crazy. So one of their entourage goes over and offers the fan who got the ball $300. They give him the ball, then we take pictures in the picnic section.
Oh, that's awesome!
I put it on Twitter, so his mom was on there also, Michelle, and everybody's happy. But what a great, great acquisition, he and Schwarber.
Oh, my God. Schwarber's going to have a monster. He's going to have another. Oh, my God. With the power that they got, and look at Bryce. It's already working for Bryce.
Oh, my God. And the young guys, Moniak and Stott, are both crushing it.
I can tell you one thing. I'm digging Stott. I'm digging some Stott.
I'm so ready to go DD at third, Stott at short.
Yes. You know what? I think it might be reversed because Boa had Stott at third base on the little field today, working him extra at third base.
So ooh, I like whatever. That's fine. Base. Listen, I know that little field. I know the little. I can close my eyes.
You know it.
I can see the little field. I love it, man. Stay.
Oh my God! After practice, I go when I took a buddy from my scrapple train. We're doing everything down here, man. You got to come experience this, Ant.
You're the man, Stick. You are the man. Give everybody your Twitter handle so we all follow you.
Okay, mine is at Coach Swoke on Twitter.
Love it.
See that picture I put out there of the I'm holding the home run ball from yesterday. So it's all good, man. You know, every day is just fun. It's paradise down here.
Dude, listen, I love your reports. You're the man at Coach Slope.
Slope, S-W-O-P-E. I think I follow you so you can see one of those.
Yeah, I got you. I want to make sure I follow you, dude.
Yes, sir, man.
You know what I mean?
Anytime you can get here.
Yeah, that's the best.
The scrapple train and have a blast and clip.
Well, listen, you know, anytime you want me on the thing, I'm down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I got you.
Podcast on Sunday night. We get big, we get crazy, man. Have fun.
I love it. I love it, buddy. Listen, great report. All right?
Yes, sir.
Good job, buddy.
I always love talking to you. Ricky Bo fired me up this morning.
He did. It was awesome, right? Good job. Yes. There he is. There's the code. It's a stick. Ricky Bo did get me fired up, man. It's been fun. Like, I love the Ricky Bo segment on Thursdays with Johnny and Bob and Jamie, and it's a great segment.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
So $300 for the spring training home run ball. Now, do the Castellanos's just offer the 300, or did the guy bargain for the 300?
I don't know. My guess is he made it sound, the stick made it sound like they offered the three bills.
Like, if Mrs. Castellanos came out with, like, 50, I'd be like, yeah, here you go, take it.
What, for $50?
Yeah, it's a spring training home run ball. $50, $50. I'd want at least price of admission, whatever I paid.
Really?
I don't care.
I would want...
Like 300, that's a lot for a spring training baseball.
It's first to Philly, so, I mean, you know.
It doesn't really count statistically.
Okay, well, really, I don't know.
Like, let me say, all right, Mrs. Castellanos.
Like, I'll be honest with
you. Mrs. Castellanos comes up to you with $50 for the ball. You would go,
no,
that's not enough.
No, what I would say is, here's what I actually would say. I'm going to be real with you. Okay. I would say this. Listen, I'll give you the ball for nothing, but you got to get me a baseball signed by Nick DeMassimo.
Oh, well, that'd be cool. Yeah, you're thinking the kid. It's nice.
Or a bat. I want the bat.
Yes.
I want the bat. Nick will sign a bat to DeMassimo.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
That's what my answer would be.
I mean, I think it's strong if they were just like, here's three bills.
Well, yeah, but listen, you know, you got a lot of paper.
He just signed a lot.
You know, there's a lot of money, cuz. You know, 300, that's like a quarter. It's like 25 cents in your pocket. You got a quarter. 300, that's nothing to them. But still, beyond that, I would want the bat.
Okay.
From Osmo.
That's fair.
That would be my asking
price. Okay, it's good work out of you.
Patricia. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Patricia.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on, Trish?
So, congratulations on the baby.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And you need to kiss and hug that baby as much as possible.
Oh, constantly. Yeah, nonstop.
Yeah.
Patricia, when I'm not here, that's what's happening.
You're one of the great grandmoms around. We love you.
Grandmama, don't forget that I'm G-Mama.
I know, G-Mama. We love you.
Okay, so listen, I like the new rule for football in overtime. That's a good rule.
Yes.
Yes, it really is. And why do you... Oh, I want to tell you that my granddaughter, Mallory, who I told you is a great basketball player, the other day she plays for the Moore brothers. I don't know if you've ever heard them about them. But anyway, they have teams all over for kids. They're great guys. And she had 19 of the 21 points that they scored.
Get out.
Yeah, really? She played point guard. She's an unbelievable basketball player at 9 years
old. Mallory, that's awesome.
She reads the whole court. She knows everything that's going on. She's got presence of mind. Yeah. So that's what it takes.
Yes, right? For a point guard to have great court vision.
Yes, exactly. My daughter had that. She's very tall, and she was an excellent basketball player. So two things. Now, we have North Carolina and Villanova in the hunt for the Final Four in my family, two alma maters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a Nova thing. We got it. I mean, look, it's up. It's hard. It's tough.
It's tough because one side of the family is North Carolina and the other side is Villanova.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the Carolina people, I have no love
for. To go for Villanova because my grandson is going to Villanova to play lacrosse.
Oh, is he really? Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
His name is Colin Michener.
Oh, Colin. Nice.
You can shout out to Colin. You can play the song. And here's the other thing. Why do you think everyone hates Philadelphia teams?
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fairly obvious. I mean, they just ran a poll about the MVP.
I know. I heard about it.
And Embiid is losing dramatically. How is that possible?
I don't know. It's kind of impossible, really.
Unless they hate us, which they already do. I mean, I think you got to open your eyes, Grandmama.
Yes, well, people hate big cities, you know, like cool cities.
New York. Listen, that's why we have to band together as citizens of the land.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And are you going to the game tonight?
I am.
Okay.
I'm going.
I'm look for you.
I'm honored.
The sixth man.
So I'm honored to be with the sixth man tonight.
Yeah, I heard.
So excited.
He's so wonderful, Alan. He loves
Mallory,
my
best.
Granddaughter. He loves her. Just tell Alan, the sixth man, that Mallory said hello.
I will, sweetheart. I will. I love you. You are one of the great grandmoms around. Yes, I'm excited, Trunis. So it was a great. So in fact, I love Alan, who's the sixth man. Sixth man is a great guy. And how about this? Alan, one of my dear friends who works for Alan, is Frank. You know him as Bear.
Yes,
I talk about Bear all the time. Bear is an old, dear old friend of mine, Frank Battle, who looked out for me and Cousin Joey when we were working at the airport back when we were teenagers. I was like 18 years old. And Bear was like our big brother looking out for us. And Bear works with Alan. We're all going to go to the game tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
So I'll see you on TV then, right?
I'm not about that. It's just I'm just happy to be.
I'll see you on TV.
In the company of Alan and Bear. And Cousin Joe.
That's awesome, but you'll be there. So I'll see you there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I'm actually looking forward to the game.
I'll wave to the screen.
You know, just have Cooper watching the game.
With 11-11 left in the first quarter, go thumbs up. All right.
That'll be my sign.
11-11, first quarter, left in the first quarter.
That's our signal.
Give a thumbs up.
Because 11-11 is out. We share that number.
You just have to make sure the ball's on your side of the court, and then so I can see it.
Okay.
All right, deal?
That's a deal. Nice. Deal, Shaquille.
I'm sure you won't be distracted sitting courtside watching Embiid play at all.
Oh, my God. You know, when I was a reporter.
Thank you, Anthony.
Love you, Joe. Love you, JoJo. When I was a reporter, the press would sit courtside.
Yes.
And you would sit Final Fours and all. I'm sitting center court. I was in New York, so they had great seats, the press seats, where you're stationed. You have my laptop. And guys would, fall Alonzo Mourning would fall over you. You know, it was like that.
Not anymore.
No. So
sitting, you got the scorer's table, and that's it.
That's right. So sitting courtside is it's going to be a treat.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome for you, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's going to be it's a bucket list type of thing. Evan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ev, what's happening, buddy?
How are you guys?
What's up, brother?
So, I listen to the show every day, and I want to preface the fact that I've been a season ticket holder for the Sixers since when the process started. So I just want to say all that before I give my take. You guys are probably going to hate me in 2 minutes, but sure. I think Jokic is actually the better MVP candidate here. My main reasoning is that he's done everything statistically that Joel has done, but with less around him. And also on top of that, Jokic is a much better defender.
What?
Joel has been this season.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I don't know what. Listen, you're a stat guy. That's fine. But I think you need to go back to basketball school if you think that's the case. In fact, they're taking him out at times defensively. They're playing offense defense with him sometimes. They did it last night, Holmes.
I mean, that's one game.
No. You can't tell me he's a better defensive player. Listen, if you want to go all stat on me and believe that, that's fine. It's your opinion. That's cool. But I think you lose points with me if you tell me Jokic is a better defender. You don't play defense, dude.
I think he is.
I think you're wrong. I think you don't watch him. I think you look at. I think you watch back. I think you watch box scores.
No, I mean I do.
Yeah, you do. So just admit it. I don't know what is your real agenda then? If you lie to me about the defense, what's your real agenda?
I don't have an agenda. I mean,
if you construct a lie.
I prefer to see Joel win.
Okay, I don't care about it. I just need to get to the bottom of this, Ev. If you construct a lie, which you clearly did, what is the agenda behind the lie? That's what I want to know.
It's not a lie, but on top of
it. Well, it is a lie when you say that he's a better defensive player and you just admitted that you don't watch him, you watch box scores.
I do both. I mean, I watch.
No, you don't do both. You already admitted. We've already established that you don't watch the game. You look at the box score.
I've seen as much of Jokic as I have, through the national games that they play.
Yeah. Okay. I just need to know why you would construct such a lie. And he was so good defensively that as he was getting cooked by Embiid, right? I mean, dude, where's Denver at in the standings? Do you know that?
I understand that they're in sixth.
Yeah.
In their own conference.
I think you lost. So, sorry, Ev. I disagree with you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when Embiid scored at will against Jokic?
Good defensive play. See, this is where I'm sorry that I get my Irish up. All right? This is where I go, are you freaking kidding me? He's a better defense. And you say that with a straight face?
Yeah, with confidence.
They do offense defense with him. They took him out of the game last night. I was watching the game last night, and he had a monster. But I watched the game last night, and I saw him take him out. And this dude's got the freaking balls to call me and tell me he's a better defensive player than Embiid. You don't know balls. Are you kidding me? And I'm supposed to take that kindly? And then he admits he's a flat-out liar about watching the game. Unreal. Dude, I don't know what agenda you got. Good luck to that. Maybe you can find a different sport. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Sal Tunis. Hey, now that I think about it, maybe that was the bot. Maybe that was the
Could
bot.
Be.
For all I know.
Another stat nerd.
Seriously.
Another freaking stat nerd that doesn't understand the freaking game. Stay with the math and the box score.
Well, right now,
leave the sports alone.
Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge, they're giving new customers a $150 instant bonus guaranteed. That's right. You get $150 in bonus site credit, and all you have to do is place your first bet of $5 or more, and how you bet the bracket is totally up to you. You can choose from the money line, totals, prop bets, and so much more. And as I said yesterday, I would love, love to see UNC beat Duke again, right? His final game at Cameron Indoor, Coach K loses to UNC. It could be his final game as a coach, but I do think Duke wins, and I think they cover. It's a revenge match, so I would actually take Duke and the points. Join FanDuel today with promo code Fanatic. Then you can place your bet of $5 or more to score a $150 in bonus site credit guaranteed. That's promo code Fanatic on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus and present in PA. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues non drawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.130 across the Delaware Valley. Buzz Radio Tunis. Listen, I'm not trying to be, you know, Joe Homer. If I didn't think he deserved it, I'd say he doesn't deserve it. We've had plenty of discussions about MVP Tunis and across all sports when I call it the way I say it, which is true to this sport. You know, I'm a big believer in the Holy Trinity in order. The game, the team, the player. It's the Holy Trinity. It's like Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Correct.
Right? And so the game is the most important thing. You got to respect the game. And I would never vote for one of our players.
Just because it's one of our players.
Disrespects the game. Disrespects the universe. I'm just, you know, this is a call the way you see it, Mark.
Yeah, like if I go back to the NL Cy Young, Zach Wheeler should have won. Zach Wheeler should have won. And it has nothing to do with me being a Phillies fan and loving him as a pitcher. My man consistently pitched 7-8 innings and had the same numbers as Corbin Burns, who would go 5.
Yep, and that's true. That's true.
Because he's one of those guys that would throw 100 deadly pitches, yeah, right? Like lethal. He's a hell of a pitcher, yeah, right?
And by the way, they did make the playoffs, so there was, you know,
added to it, yeah.
There was some help there.
He would pitch 5 innings. And then they had a ridiculous bullpen that would finish out games so he would get wins. I mean, whereas the Phillies
throw
didn't.
Throw the Hader in
they
there.
They didn't.
Man.
Yes. You know, they had Hader. We had Brogdon.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So that's a call. Like I see it. Zach Wheeler should have won Cy Young last year. And he didn't. It has nothing to do with Phillies.
But this would be even more egregious.
Yes, definitely.
You know, this whole notion, and again, you know, listen, I'm not saying he's not a terrific ball player. And even last year, I was disappointed about the MVP last year. But I go, all right, listen, the truth of the matter is you got to play games. That's true. You got to play games. This year, he's playing games. The only games he missed, one block of games. That was it. And that was because he had COVID. He legitimately had COVID.
He's playing all the back-to-backs, including that game against the
Nuggets.
Just
irritates me is that these dudes that just, they don't watch the sport. They look at it through math. I like stats, all right? I really don't hate analytics as much as I appear to. But I love the art of movement. The art of the sport. How can you possibly, if you think that Jokic is a better defensive player than Embiid, then I'm all serious. And this is not just a shot at Evan for embarrassing himself. This is, dude, you got to pick another sport. You got to pick another hobby. If you actually don't watch Embiid on a switch, watch that. Watch his movement compared to Jokic's movement defensively.
But, Anthony, Nikola Jokic's defensive raptor this year is plus 5.5 and Embiid's is only plus 3.5.
Yeah, that's people look at it nonsense. That's nonsense. You know what I do with that? That's what I do with that. That gets flushed. It's nonsense. That's because you look, people that rely on stats are people that don't know the game. I will say that all the time. It's a crutch for you not to watch the game. And for every one of those Windhursts that don't really watch the game, but read box scores and just reiterate what the parent company tells you to say, I mean, that's just what it is. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Will.
What's up, Cass?
What's up, baby?
Oh, man, this is crazy. It's crazy. All I got to say is I'm with you. These guys not watching the game. You can't be. I get it. He has nice stat lines, and that's all everybody chasing, triple-double. And let me go back to last season, and he was the first center to win it since 2000, since Shaq. So for him, like the callers said, a few callers back, he not like that to me in my eyes, for him to win it back-to-back. He not dominating like that, and the team not in first place, in sixth place. They get to the playoffs. What are they going to do? They got a chance to win the chip? No. I don't see it, cuz I don't know what's going on. I feel like they're going to rob Joel, man. I really feel like it.
I'm starting to think that, too, after that Tim Bontemps story on ESPN, Will, that where he gets 62 first-place votes to 29. That's insane.
That's crazy.
It is.
But then this is the next half of it, cuz everybody calling and saying, oh, well, he had to deal with Michael Porter Jr. hurt. Jamal Murray. Look what Joel went through.
Hey, and no Ben Simmons. Second
running, way he gave up on him.
Yeah.
We're not even counting Harden just got here. He did it
exactly
before that. So what, everybody missing all the scrutiny, every question he had to
I mean, that one idiot from Denver is talking about Danny Green. They all due respect to Danny Green. I mean, my man's long in the tooth. What are you got to watch? People already watch it. They don't watch the game, Will.
I don't get it, cuz, and I just feel like I hope not. I really, 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 I hope not. But I just feel like, cuz Joel, he been doing it last year.
I know.
Since last year, he got hurt.
I know.
This year, he playing the game. So what can y'all really say? He went through a lot, and he sees it, man. They didn't just let him and Jokic just play one on one. We decided like that. If y'all going to try to rob him at this point,
yeah, I like it. Guess what? That's a spectacle, man. I'm down with that. Like Dr. J and Jabbar once did down the shore in the Atlantic City Casino. They should do that. I like it.
This is crazy, cuz. I just pray and hope Joel get it, but it just seems like they wait till this part of the season, and all of a sudden they're just trying to swoop in there and spin it towards Jokic. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Well, thank you, my brother. Appreciate it, baby. Yeah. Take it easy. I got to get Father Sean up here. Father Sean!
Hey.
Hey, Father Sean.
For the Trinity there, man.
Hey, Father Sean. How about that? I didn't even realize that. Yes, must have been subconscious. Yeah,
man. Listen, I want to first... Before I make my Embiid point, I just want to wish Shunas and his wife Christy and baby Shunas Cooper, congratulations to you. And I was praying for you, you know, like after the intercessions at Mass, I asked people, you know, and you offer your silent prayers, and I pray for you guys.
Oh, thank you, Father Sean. I really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Listen, first of all, there's a passage in John's Gospel, chapter 15, where the Lord says, if the world has hated you, know that it has hated me first. So I always consider that like the Philly Gospel. I don't know. But
I love it.
Yeah.
One more time, Father.
If the world has hated you, know that it has hated me first. Now, he's talking about, obviously, to his disciples and the persecutions they go through. But
correct.
There's a certain, like you said before, it's unfathomable that people are saying this about Embiid. I mean, this guy, he's a lost sheep, this guy that just called you a little while ago.
Sorry, I've shamed, I should go to confession right now. I didn't mean.
Well, you can't do it over the phone.
Okay.
We'll talk.
I can't do it. I just want to, listen, I'm sorry for, I didn't mean to pull the wings off my man. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I think there was a thing that came on that Shunas was reading earlier from that guy and the guy's probably obviously a Nuggets fan, the guy that was tweeting out.
Right.
But the other thing is that think about that last game that we played against them a few weeks ago. Now, Embiid scored at least 35 points that game.
Jokic had like 22, and they both played very well. I know that the Sixers came up short, but there were times during that game where, like, there were times during that game where you could see Jokic not playing very well defensively. So I don't have anybody could I'm not saying he's a terrible, you know, defensive player, but that's like not, I know he's pretty good at that, but it's like, it wasn't like he was like shining in that, and it's not like he's doing it all the time. The other thing is that I think what people have to look at when we look at Embiid, and again, the whole idea is that we're watching the game here. These people are not watching the game. We're watching something we've never seen before. This is a 7'2" man who is playing, like Shuna said earlier, he's playing the center and the guard position sometimes. He does it all out there.
Yeah.
And see the things that he does. And then, like, everyone, he's done it most of the year without Harden. Think about that. Like, this argument that he's got more. Who's he? I mean, yeah, he's got Harden. Harden came on for the first time on February 25th. They haven't. Before that, you can make the argument that Maxey, the only reason he's as good as he is now is because he's been playing so much. And actually, that's the paradox with the Australian not, you know, being on the team this year. Some players like Maxey got better. But the point is that, you know, before we got Harden, like, I mean, we saw Embiid still having that.
Exactly, Father. Father Sean.
The surrounding cast.
No. I mean, people act like the Sixers are the Showtime Lakers. It's ridiculous. It's nonsense. Again, it's the problem when you don't watch and you just look at stats and box scores. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Exactly.
You know, Father Sean, I love you, buddy. Thank you, brother.
Hey, love you guys, too. God bless you.
See you, pal. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You don't watch the game. You just look at the box scores. Listen, I like, you know, DFS, too. But come on now. You know what I'm saying, Junis?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's...
You disrespect the game that way.
Yeah, it's like our one man who texts you and complains every time and be... has one little slip up. He's a betting man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes his eyes are blinded by the SGPs.
Yes. Yes. Let's go to Joe in Arizona. Hello, Joe.
Hey, fellas. Thank you for taking my call. Excuse my voice. It's not doing too well.
Oh, I love it.
I love it, Ant. You go on Mike Wallace on that gentleman from Florida. That was fantastic. That's one of the reasons people don't like Phillies, because we get to the point. We don't put up with BS. And it has been a national effort to discredit Joel. I listen to Van Gundy do the shows on ESPN. You got to watch him play. You can't compare Joker to Embiid. Joker's a great player.
Yes.
But if you're starting a team, you're done picking Embiid before you pick Joker. There's just no doubt.
Bless you, Joe.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've talked ill will about ESPN personnel.
Hey, man. Joe, I love you. I love you. Right on, baby.
I love you and Philly and South Jersey. Take care.
Thanks, Joey. See you, bud. Let's go to, where are we at? Dez! Oh, my man Dez! What's going on, Dez?
Oh, okay. You know, I can't wait to get to you.
What's going on, baby? Everything good?
We all know why we're not like, because we're the only city in America that actually loves our home team.
Yeah.
And we know sports. We're not delusional. We actually know sports. So somebody go kick stuff like, oh, you six, okay, so yeah. But your team ain't won since 95. Like, Cowboys, they weren't necessarily, like, they don't like us.
Yeah.
They don't like us because we're a family. Like, no matter where you go at.
That's right.
Go Eagles, go Birds.
That's right.
No matter where
Big
you
family.
Go.
That's right.
East, west, south, north, Dubai, Africa, no matter where you at, it's all we go run into Eagles fan. And then there's always that hate because we're fans. We're actual fans. We're not bandwagoners. We're fans.
You know,
think about it.
So true. You're so spot on, man.
Think about it. Then half of you guys, y'all homebred it. Half to everybody that's in sports, no matter what station you are, you're homebred it. Y'all from here, so y'all know. Come on, hey, somebody in Ohio, he's from Nebraska. Somebody that's working at somewhere, he's from somewhere else. They don't know. we're from here. Everybody that works here is from here. They know the culture. Philadelphia is its own. We're in our own bubble. I love it. I love it. And I'm expecting them to just be like they did last year. I'm expecting it. I'm already
And you know why, though? That would be wrong. If they could steal my man's MVP, what else can they take from us, Dez?
I'm expecting a lot. It's like ever since this Ben Simmons stuff, we've been turned to villains.
I know.
This dude quit on us.
Like, I know.
I've been defending this dude for 5 years. Yeah, man. No, he all right. He's going to come back next year. He's going to come back next year. For five
listen,
years.
I believe in that kid, too. And he just.
Ginger Jesus. We believed in him.
Yeah.
We believed in him.
Yeah.
He turned. He just. Man, I'm out. All right, cool. Now that you left, guess what you become? In your opposition now. We don't care about you. Like, we Philadelphia, we stand alone. I don't care what nobody got to feel about. I was expecting the national media hate about it. Think about when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. What's Mike Lombardi. Oh, Doug Reed, just a joke of a coach. Proves I'm wrong. Just prove people wrong. That's all. It's just hate. It's just hate.
Listen, Dez, that's a great call. But I love the one thing you said the most. You said, we're from Philadelphia and we stand alone.
Stand alone, man.
That's like, right.
Have everybody that's in Philadelphia that works in sports, we got more social media platforms than any other sports, any sports fan base. Any fan base.
Let me answer.
On YouTube, you got Sixers, Flyers, Eagles, nonstop. Well over 100. Like, come on, they just hate. Because we're natural-born fans. We just don't like the team. Oh, they got 5 rings already? I'm gonna jump on that team. I'm a Lakers fan. You've never been to L.A. Like these East Coast Eagles fans. I mean, these East Coast Cowboys fans. Yeah. You've never been to Dallas. Show me a ticket stub. Show me this stuff. Don't be no bandwagon. We the realest fan base in America.
I got to tell you,
Next to us is Cleveland. Outside everybody else is Fugazi. They just bandwagon fans. Philadelphia is the realest fan base in America. Hands down, point blank.
Hey, man, you ride with me. Dez, listen, you always ride with me, man. You're my man.
Point blank, period.
Thank you, Dez.
Jonas, welcome to fatherhood, bro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Man.
Love you, brother.
Have a great one, guys.
You too, baby.
I thought he was about to say this.
We're from Philadelphia and we fight.
You know what the shame is?
That was a great line.
It was a great line, man.
But he turned out to be a J.O.
He was a Fink.
And terrible
And
coach.
Not a good Fink like Fink's always.
No.
He was a Fink.
Love the Fink.
No, he's no good. He's a rat. It's a shame. It's a great line.
It was an awesome line.
We're from Philadelphia and we fight.
Yes. Even the way he said it was spot on. Like, it was great. Shame. Sometimes a messenger, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Toe.
My man, what's going on?
What's going on, Tone?
You know I had to jump in.
My man.
Before I
now,
jump
Tony,
in.
Tony's a ref, man. Tony knows the game, all right? Now,
before
go ahead,
I go on with my point, cuz, Andrew, welcome to fatherhood, man.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it.
It's nothing like it, man. My son will be 22 this year, and it's, you know. That's my man. That's how I got into a lot of stuff. As a father, you're getting the stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, man.
Like following the Marvel stuff and getting into Star Wars.
Do I know more about dinosaurs? Because you're my man, my auntie.
So to you and your wife, man, enjoy, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know I had to jump in, cuz. You know, only call it once in a while. But that dude, he was way out of line. First of all, if you're MVP, you don't get taken out of playoff games for defensive liabilities. Last year, the Joker got taken out plenty of games towards the end of games because of defense liability. And, oh, by the way.
Last night, like my man, like you want to go all the like stats and analytics.
Yeah, the stats is the stats. But
right.
Like Barkley said, I'm getting sick and tired of these. You look at what you're looking at. Forget the stats. You know what I mean?
I know.
By the way, last year, I think the guy here, I think he was on second team on defense last year. I don't know. You can check the records. I think he was.
Yeah, that would be correct on Monday.
You know, I think, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I don't see what I'm seeing.
Right. Exactly.
But it is a thing. You don't want to think that it's not a national bias, but it is, man.
Sure it is.
Just watching, you know,
I'm either repping games or I'm watching games. So I won NBA TV last month sometime. So they were talking about the MVP candidates. So Steve Smith said, you know, we're talking about the Joker and JoJo. Steve Smith said, well, right now I don't blame the Joker for where Denver is right now. I was like, what?
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yes.
So what you're saying, that means Jamal Murray is their MVP then.
It's insane.
I turn on after the games to see, like, I watch, if I get a chance to watch NBA today to see if, like, if the Sixers game was, like, the top game. It's not the top game till like, a half hour in the show. You know, and how come I had an argument. I went to the Elite Eight game Sunday.
Yeah.
Next to some guys from North Jersey. You know, they were Knicks fans. Okay, cool. So we started talking about something. Because St. Peter's couldn't hit a shot early. He said, man, these rims are tight here, man. There's a problem with these rims. I said, no, because the dude that plays for the Sixers here, the rims is pretty good here. So I can, you know, I was going back and forth with them about the Sixers. He's talking about the Knicks. I was like, y'all on TV every freaking week and y'all stay. but man, it's the truth. The Knicks is on every other day. Why is they the national game on TV?
I know.
Look, I understand you got the LA market, Philly market, Boston market, New York market has to be good. I mean, that's just the politics of the game. But it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous.
I know, Tone. I feel you.
I just don't argue with people. I just don't argue.
I know, and it drives you in. And Tone, yeah. I love you, buddy. Great All stuff, right, babe. Pretty great stuff. It's true.
Dude, they are dying for New York to be good.
They are.
Just like ESPN was dying for Zion to be the next LeBron, you know, they're dying for New York, man.
And here's the dirty little secret. The dirty little secret that flies right up their gee. Brooklyn is not accepted by true New Yorkers.
Correct.
Brooklyn is basically a ship with no home. That's what that franchise is.
Remember last year?
It's a franchise.
They did buy one, get one half off tickets for the playoffs.
Correct.
Playoffs.
Because only a real New Yorker is a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
That's it.
And they're ride and die. You know, I give them credit.
No, this is legit. Like, listen, I respect them. I worked up there. I respect.
Yep.
Listen, they're like us.
Yeah.
But that Brooklyn team, that is as fugazi gets. Nobody cares about them. And it kills the league hates that.
Yeah.
But any real New Yorker doesn't like the Brooklyn Nets. They're just some team. They got no roots.
Exactly, man.
They're fugazi. You sneaking Zach. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zach.
Yeah. Listen, I was listening to the guy and I had to pull over and call in. The game of basketball, with Embiid having a better team, they don't understand basketball. Anybody can be a great player on a bad team. Anybody, you can have all kinds of guys that are superstars, but it takes a real superstar to be a superstar on a good team.
Yeah.
When I played years ago, I played on a team called Sam All-Stars about 30 years ago. I was scoring 45 points a game. Then I felt like I wanted to play on a better team, and I joined Riverside in New York. They had Albert King and guys that
were
into pros. I was scoring 5-6 points a game.
Wait, Zach, do me a favor. I'm fascinated. I need to talk to you, and I'm at the end of the show. Can you do me a favor and call me back tomorrow?
Sure.
I want to talk. I'm curious. I love, like, that old... Like, especially the old playground ball and those leagues, incredible stuff. So call me back, baby. Appreciate it, Zach. We're done. I can't believe it. Tunis, great job. We love you, everybody. Thanks for hanging. We'll see you in the morning. Go Sixers!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.